Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome to this live worldwide broadcast, Wednesday, the 18th day of March, 2015. I am your host, Alex Jones. William Binney, the highest level NSA whistleblower ever, who was SWAT team raided after he spoke to Congress and who was since vindicated, will be joining us in studio here in Austin, Texas today. We're also going to be talking to the head of the Organic Consumers Association, Catherine Paul. Their organization was set to speak at a major event about food quality and safety at South by Southwest, but big pharma and big biotech, Monsanto-connected groups, had anyone, not just their organization that was already set 6 months ago to speak, banned. Gene Giant kicks OCA off South by Southwest food panel discussion. So this shows what a totalitarian, sanitized, anti-human event this is and why I've been going after it every day here as just a showcase of how the globalists propagandize and try to shape culture. That said, we knew this was coming when they kept the FCC regulations secret, when they wouldn't testify before Congress. And now we've got the 400 pages. FCC chairman concedes, and there's video, that future internet tax is possible after all. And the FCC's proposed those before. The FCC's tried to take over the internet before. They've proposed things. They want cable, all telecommunications, and they got big backlashes. But then when they came forward as the saviors, and George Soros funded $196 million to all the fake leftist groups, why, then it was racist, literally. According to them, if you didn't hand over the internet to the government and the corporations that control it. The ultimate Trojan horsey. That's just some of the news. A backyard burger and wiener roast targeted by EPA. Told you, they're banning fireplaces and outdoor roast in Europe. Now it's happening in the United States. Also, EPA wants to monitor how long hotel guests spend in the shower. Can't make that up. Meanwhile, Detroit businesses face water shutoffs, even if you try to pay for it. This is all part of the deindustrialization program. There'll be no shortage of cream and other goodies up in the globalist command centers. Continuing, White Privilege Conference Workshop pushes grade school, that's K through fifth grade, lessons about gender queer, transgender, and gender fluids. That's right. Let's teach the first graders about things I can't even say on the air and wouldn't want to say on air. And then we've got just more police videos being released. This one of a woman already being tortured, begging for help, so the sergeant starts choking her. And then they did an investigation and said he acted admirably. This is a society breaking down when they defend this type of torture that they call pain compliance. And you watch the video, the cops are all getting off on it. These are bad people, in my view. Very shameful. And defending it, if you're a cop, will help bring down the country, which is part of the globalist larger plan. In really big economic news, again, I'm going to detail all the things I mentioned when we come back. China gaining Western allies as development bank partners, a blow to U.S. efforts. And that ties into an article on Infowars.com. Cracks in Washington's empire. Washington's EU vassals might be finding their backbone, joining the new communist Chinese system. Also, Ice Jam pushes up into Ohio cemetery, toppling headstones. Ice boulder crashes through Wilmington, Delaware apartment building as the new ice age looms. Record cold temperatures continue in the east. And we've got the government caught in the trifecta of funding and protecting terrorists. It's all coming up.
Hey, how you doing, Al?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation. But doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots, saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs harvested around the planet and then concentrated for maximum potency. They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
The average person's life is filled with unexpected challenges. Unlock the energy it takes to defeat these daily beasts with Super Male or Super Female Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper hormone balance to create superior vitality in males and females. Supercharge and conquer your world at InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Using unparalleled research in the development of a synergistic formulation based around the key concepts of super oxygenation, the next level in cleansing is here. With key ingredients backed by real clinical studies, the new Oxy Powder, available through InfoWars Life, was invented during Dr. Group's research on the toxification of our bodies. Many herbal colon cleansers are harsh on the body and contain cheap and potentially dangerous ingredients, oftentimes full of synthetic fillers, GMOs, additives, or worse. Gently start cleaning your body with easy capsules that start working while you sleep. Oxy Powder does not require time off work, and there's no need for bad-tasting concoctions. Instead, Oxy Powder slowly releases monoatomic oxygen into the intestinal tract and body. Experience the astonishing cleansing power of superoxide and ozonide technology. Go to InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com to get started with Oxy Powder, or call 1-888-253-3139.
This plan, kill the country, world government, it's here.
The challenge is how to build a world order.
Never before has a new world order had to be assembled from so many different perceptions or on so global a scale.
The governments don't rule the world. Goldman Sachs rules the world. This is, we are going to carve up the world according to the way we want to.
Unelected world government. Looting you.
They've exercised power for actual world and global control.
I know what North Korea is. I know what the TSA is meant to be. You want to shut their energy systems off? You want to break up their families?
If you have so much power in play, you can do anything.
Lack of transparency is a huge political advantage. And basically, you know, call it the stupidity of the American voter or whatever.
You understand? You're living in a science fiction movie. I'm living in it.
The government has just approved the use of a computer chip that would be implanted under your skin.
When complete, everyone will have a unique 12-digit identity number.
That DNA is stored even without your consent.
But, I mean, do they point blank say, we're putting a chip in you?
Yes. It was an interior barcode, if you will.
This makes my head explode, that your television could be eavesdropping on your conversations and then sharing it over the web?
All the cars now have tracker boxes that can remote control your vehicle in them.
The Justice Department is building a national database to track in real time the movement of vehicles around the U.S., storing hundreds of millions of records about motorists.
It's like the elite or space aliens or something with a master plan. It's so evil. It's so sadistic. No, it's the devil. I mean, that's it. This galactic force of destruction that's animating people to do this.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live broadcasting worldwide from Austin, Texas. It is Wednesday, the 18th day of March, 2015. I'm your host, Alex Jones. The highest level whistleblower pretty much ever, not just from the NSA, but from the federal government in the last 100 years, in my summation, is William Binney. He was one of the top guys at the National Security Agency, directed much of their technology systems. He, of course, in the last decade, quietly tried to warn Congress and others within the system, got SWAT teamed, got attacked, you name it. He is here in Austin, Texas. He was here for South by Southwest. He agreed to stay an extra day to be in studio with us. We're going to be interviewing him for some documentary reports we're putting together and live in studio in the third hour. In fact, maybe we should do a document cam or a studio cam shot for TV viewers and show folks William Binney in there in the control room watching the show right now. And again, he'll be in studio with us coming up in the third hour today. So I am extremely excited about that. There's William Binney right there. We can punch him up. Give him a little bit of a round of applause. If you are a radio listener, you can go to Infowars.com/show to see the free video feeds right there to add another dimension to the radio broadcast. But this is a radio broadcast first and foremost. Probably 90% of our audience is terrestrial AM and FM radio. But we have a large audience as well watching over the internet and some cable and TV systems around the United States. And it adds another dimension to it because our radio listeners can then go actually see what we're talking about here on air when we deploy reporters to Europe or to Asia or to Latin America or to right here in Austin, Texas, to be covering the different developments here at South by Southwest. We've already seen a protest against the rise of AI systems suppressing humanity. That story went national that we covered over the weekend. And we're also, of course, covering the fact that it's not just the NSA illegally spying on people. It's Google. It's Microsoft. It's all the big companies have been caught doing it. And they don't get in trouble. And that's because it's part of a revolution, a overall culture of corruption to just change the way this planet operates. And I'm not so much worried myself about artificial intelligence coming after us at this time. I'm worried about the fact that human intelligence is what is controlling and basically pulling the strings on the Panopticon surveillance grid. They've got all these movies coming out, Robo-Apocalypse. In fact, we're going to have the writer on, I think, Friday, where it's basically a expansion of Maximum Overdrive where the appliances and the cars start killing everybody. Well, I'm not really worried about that. I'm worried about the fact that the appliance, the cars, the smart meters, the cell phones, the Hertz rent-a-cars, the Samsung TVs admit that they're watching and listening to us. This is just a hidden in plain view revolution against privacy, and the data being gathered can be used to manipulate mass markets and mass human movements, because if you can surveil everything, you can also add stimulus and then control everything, including predicting the future to a great extent. And Google admits that that's its main mission, is to predict the future and be an AI system. So we're going to talk to William Binney about this in detail. We're going to put out a hashtag in the next few minutes. I haven't been given what that hashtag is yet. We were developing that up right before the show started. So you can tweet your questions at Real Alex Jones, and so that we have those questions ahead of time before Mr. Binney joins us in studio. So tweet your questions at Real Alex Jones, and we'll put a hashtag out on that site here in the next few minutes so everybody can do that. But there's the Infowars.com crew. We can go to that wide shot there. I'm in here directing today, and so folks can see our hardworking information warfare elves in there, and quietly in the back, William Binney. Very, very exciting to have him here in the InfoWars News studios. Kathreen Paul will be joining us. She's the head of OrganicConsumers.org, one of the largest organizations reporting on and doing studies on and organizing for the organic choices in this country. They've been set up for months to speak at South by Southwest and with Whole Foods, but Big Pharma and Big Agra did not want that, so they've been banned we'll talk about what her presentation was going to be and what their organization's presentation was going to be before they were banned and exactly who banned them. That story is up on Infowars.com. Gene Giant kicks OCA off South by Southwest food panel discussion. And the new push by the FDA and the EPA is to not label anything and to even remove drug labels and vaccine labels so that we can't hold up an MMR vaccine label when they say it's safe and effective and show you where it says it can give you epilepsy, narcolepsy, cancer, where it says it could kill you, where it says it could cause pancreatitis and then diabetes. It actually says that, and we showed that a lot the last few weeks. That will no longer be available under the new legislation. So there's a major push to shut down information and then to persecute people like William Binney, who left the NSA back in 2001 when they started illegal spying against the American people in non-terror related operations. And he quietly worked through the system, but it just didn't matter. They still came after him, but he defeated that. Others have not. Many people are languishing, including journalists, in jail right now for telling the public things that they had a duty to tell us because they were illegal. But we've gone from them under George Bush in 2005 or so denying that they spied on anybody illegally to now just throwing it in our face. So where is this revolution against privacy going? We'll be discussing that. Okay, here's some of the other news up on Infowars.com. You can't make this up. The story is from Raw Story, a Democratic Party-run organization. Leftist media claims if you support Second Amendment, you support rape. The headline actually says more guns on campus means rapists can rape women more. No, guns on campus would mean women would shoot rapists. In areas where concealed carry goes in, rape and robbery and things like carjacking go down massively. In fact, just show people the FBI headlines and the LA Times headline. Gun crime drops, but perception is there's more. It's dropped by 52%. According to the Unified Crime Statistics of the Justice Department since 1992, rapes have dropped in every state where gun ownership has proliferated. Women carrying guns in fanny packs in Florida, they've had major articles there, has caused basically women being raped in parks to go down to almost zero. But they say that, no, don't want Obamacare? You are racist. Don't want to turn your guns in? You want to rape women. As if criminals that are going to rape women wouldn't already have a gun illegally. Plus, most rapists physically beat women or hold them down or tie them up. They don't use guns to rape them. Just an incredibly bizarre article that we expose. Leftist media claims if you support Second Amendment, you support rape. Again, we're not left or right, but it's the so-called left, which bears no resemblance to Thomas Jefferson, the, you know, what you call the father of liberalism in this country, who was pro-gun. These are totalitarians. Just like the Republican leadership, ladies and gentlemen, are going along with the FCC power grab of the internet. They're going along with the open borders. They're going along with shutting down our power plants without law. They're going along with putting our military under foreign jurisdiction. Incredible article we're going to be getting into. We're going to continue with really big financial news. China gaining Western allies as development bank partners, a blow to U.S. efforts. Recent shift has pointed out that the rise of China and their aim to become a major part of the new global reserve currency and hence a major force in the new global order. And Dr. Paul Craig Roberts writes about it, former deputy head of the Treasury Department, says cracks in Washington's empire, Washington's EU vassals might be finding their backbone. With plan to join China-led bank, Britain opens the door for others. That's out of the New York Times. So I got a bunch of articles on that we're going to be breaking down today as well. Meanwhile, we see record cold temperatures on the East Coast and record dryness on areas of the West Coast. We'll break down. I'll give you my view on what's happening there. Meanwhile, when we return from this break, Pentagon loses track of $500 million in weapons, equipment given to Yemen. Yeah, I bet they lost track. The stuff's being sent to Al-Qaeda and ISIS in Syria. Iran, Hezbollah, have now been left off the terror threat listing. So they've now removed Hezbollah off the terror listing, but the Tea Party's basically listed. JW gets records that show Al-Qaeda terrorists may have been government source, Judicial Watch. It's all coming up straight ahead.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Attention all radio listeners. Survival Life is giving away free credit card knives exclusively to our radio listeners here today. Visit MyCreditCardKnife.com to see this covert knife in action and claim yours for free. It's the same knife you've seen in the airline magazines for $29.95, but today it's yours free. Just pay shipping and handling. MyCreditCardKnife.com, MyCreditCardKnife.com. Go now.
Hey, how you doing, Al?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation, but doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality.
Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots, saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency.
They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, where stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
You can prevent being the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. FakeTV.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
As the new world order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared, and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
They came and took it all away.
They came and took it all.
You know, I'm moving quick here because there's so much news, and I want to drill more into this, but I tell you, it's kind of hard to do the show with William Binney in there, biggest government whistleblower pretty much of all time, and all these questions we're coming up with to discuss once he's in here in studio with us. It's really exciting what's happening. He's seeing a lot of people finally get it, a huge awakening taking place. He was just in Munich, Germany with Oliver Stone, who is going to do an interview with Snowden for an upcoming huge film. He was just here at South by Southwest giving speeches and saw a huge response. So there's a lot of positive things happening. They tried to put him in prison. They tried to shut him down. But he's here taking action, and that is so exciting. That's the best part about having this job, is that I get to be around such amazing people, such amazing heroes. You know, the average person would get around Kobe Bryant or LeBron James or Brett Favre or somebody and start shaking in their shoes. I could care less. Great, you can throw a basketball in a hoop, you can play football, wonderful. But people that face prison, people that go through persecution, people that give up, you know, directorships of a whole section of the NSA to tell the truth, and then the system tries to suppress them and tries to keep them from the public view, and then the system fails, that is just incredibly, incredibly exciting on so many fronts. And so we're here today to shoot a little mini documentary with Mr. Benny, and then again, we're going to have him live in studio with us. But before we go any further, let me just say that I'm also going to be opening the phones up in the next segment, specifically on this piece of news. Pentagon loses track. I mentioned this in the last segment, of $500 million in weapons equipment given to Yemen. The Washington Post reports. It's the same story over and over again. Oh, we lost track in Iraq. Oh, we lost track in Saudi Arabia. Oh, we lost track in Qatar. Oh, we lost track in Yemen. Oh, we lost track. Oh, Turkey's giving artillery support to this Free Syrian Army, which is really Al-Qaeda and ISIS. Oh, but now we're buddies with Assad and want to defeat them, and are buddies with Iran. And that leads us to the next story. Iran, Hezbollah. This is out of RT. It's posted on Infowars.com. Iran and Hezbollah. Hezbollah is their militia worldwide fighting force. Iran, Hezbollah left us off U.S. terror threat listing. So Iran and Hezbollah have been left off U.S. terror threat listing. Now, listen, I don't want war with Iran. I don't support some of those moves to do that. But at the same time, if you're going to list conservative libertarian groups as extremist and with terrorists, if you're going to train the Pentagon to take on land rights activists, if you set up Homeland Security to supposedly deal with Hezbollah and Hamas, who do target civilians, you could argue that they are in the terrorist class. But to remove the big enchilada, Hezbollah, from the list shows just how bizarre all of this has really gotten. But don't worry, there are FBI task forces nationwide harassing gun shows with the ATF, trying to find out if an old guy goes and sells some of his guns to raise money. I see these cases all the time. It's almost always some 75, 80-year-old guy. His wife's died in one case we covered. He's going bankrupt. He's got to have surgery. He goes in to sell 8, 9 guns he's had for decades. He's not a federal firearms dealer. It's legal for him to sell them because he's not a dealer. He's just getting rid of personal guns. And they arrest him. They railroad him. They indict him and have a federal kangaroo jury send him to prison, and they die in prison. But Hezbollah is not terrorist, and, oh, we can come up missing $500 million in weapons in Yemen. And I've seen this type of story, no exaggeration, 500 times or more. This is out of Judicial Watch. Judicial Watch gets records that show Al-Qaeda terrorist may have been government source. Judicial Watch has obtained records of the Florida Department of Law Enforcement that indicate Al-Qaeda terrorists who helped plan several U.S. attacks, including plots to blow up Oprah Winfrey's studios and detonate nuclear devices in multiple U.S. cities, was a confidential source informant for the government. Well, of course, most of these guys are, and probably never planned any of this, and they just burned him. I mean, do you really believe this guy had nukes? It's come out in the New York Times that almost every terror attack that they've cooked up has been with a mentally ill person or some patsy who was an informant, who they say, yeah, take the bomb over here, and then they set them up. I'm not saying there aren't radical Islamicist or terrorists. Oh, there are, and they're under the employ of the West. The West works with them to destabilize, and they use their threat as a way to take liberties and promote illegal spying. But when it comes to people they bust, they don't throw away good terrorists they could be using. They only bust patsies and chumps and fools. So listen, if you're an Arab American or a Muslim American or Brit or whatever, I've seen this literally hundreds of times. If you get approached to be part of a drill of Muslims bombing something, do not be part of it, because believe me, you're going to end up in the Supermax prison. So don't be stupid. All right, we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. I'll give out the number, and we're going to hit a bunch of really important news on the economy.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Sold out for weeks due to the difficult and extensive proprietary process behind its creation, the exclusive InfoWars Life Secret 12 formulation is now back in stock. This ultra-clean vitamin B12 nutraceutical has been carefully crafted and developed over the last 2 years and is based on cellular science of how your body actively absorbs essential nutrients. Most forms of vitamin B12 are highly processed and synthetic and could not be properly absorbed by the body. Secret 12 is a binary of nutraceutical-grade, bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosylcobalamin, the most bioactive form that has been created with our proprietary process. Secret 12 is taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Discover the secret. Secret 12. Supplies of Secret 12 are very limited. Secure yours today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Used since before the days of the Roman Empire to support the body's natural systems and enhance overall health. Introducing the new InfoWarsLife.com oil of oregano formulation, a highly advanced nutraceutical form of this key herb that has been traditionally used by civilizations for thousands of years to promote health. We have now procured the most high quality and potent forms of oregano oil on the market, sourced from top leading manufacturers to ensure a concentrated level of bioactive ingredients. Extracted directly from the wild herb and sealed in easy-to-use capsules, you will no longer need to endure the burning of liquid oregano on the tongue. Wild-crafted from the Mediterranean oregano species that experts agree is one of the most powerful and most challenging to acquire. This winter season, it's more important than ever to secure this true form of oil of oregano. Now available in our limited first run at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
When cells become toxic, they die early and aging sets in. No one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. Just one of the key compounds, BioPQQ, is backed by major clinical studies. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? We now have the synergistic solution. Secure your DNA force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
The average person's life is filled with unexpected challenges. Unlock the energy it takes to defeat these daily beasts with Super Male or Super Female Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper hormone balance to create superior vitality in males and females. Supercharge and conquer your world at InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
I want to tell you about Texas Radio and the Big B. Comes out of the Virginia swamps, cool and slow, with money and precision. The backbeat, narrow and hard to master. Some call it heavenly and it's brilliant. Others mean and root for the Western dream.
If you are receiving this transmission live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
One last breath before wind blows. Better raise your ears. Sound of hooves knock at your door. Lock up your wife and children now. Horsemen are drawing near. Leather Steve's a ride. Always loved to play this song written by Dave Mustaine of Megadeth. And, of course, played by Metallica, the Four Horsemen. Lock up your wife and children now. It's time to wheel the blade. But we live in the 21st century where 90-plus percent of warfare is information warfare. And the sword that wields the greatest strength is the truth. And an empire of lies, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. That is Ron Paul's paraphrase of George Orwell in a time of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And again, William Binney, biggest whistleblower in modern history, not just biggest NSA whistleblower, is here. And he was in the control room, a great gentleman, but I had him moved to the conference room because it was so distracting to me to look at the monitor and see William Binney in there, plus the crew. I mean, this is like having a movie star here for us. You know, we've had a lot of movie stars on the show. They're great people. A lot of them are patriots we've had on, using their celebrity to expose tyranny. But I'm a lot more excited about William Binney being here than some of the top celebrity stars I've gotten to know over the years, because this guy, they tried to put him in prison. They tried to ruin his life. He basically resigned because they wouldn't stop illegal spying. He tried for a decade in the system to get them to stop it. And then they came after him when he was doing it inside the system. So this is a tyranny. And if William Binney can be destroyed, we can all be destroyed. But if he can be vindicated, which he has been, and not be stopped from getting his message out, it is a huge Battle of Trenton-level victory. When we got the UN documents 5 years ago that the carbon tax was a plan to shut down the third world and the first world and only let select corporations operate, when we got the secret treaty and it became national news, we had Lord Monckton on, that was a huge, critical, Death Star-destroying event. Well, people like William Binney and Snowden going public is another potential Death Star event, to use a Star Wars allegory, where you blow up a major criminal operation and degrade and frustrate criminal forces in government and corporations that want to use ubiquitous spying to dominate markets, but also protect themselves from criminal prosecution, to be aware of what other areas and other agencies are doing. And we've now learned that the Parliament and the Congress and the Senate and the President, and they're all spying on each other. It's a panopticonic Big Brother arms race that we're in the middle of right now that's being deployed against the people, and it's wrong. So again, I go off into that subject because it's so important. And I just read to you three different mainstream news articles where our government and other groups are funding and protecting known terrorists, from Al-Qaeda to the Iranian Hezbollah to other organizations. Why are they doing it? All the NSA spying, all the illegal garbage. We still had 9/11. In fact, we learned the NSA was actually tracking them legally in that case because they were foreigners and that nothing was done with it. The FBI knew and was ordered to stand down. I've interviewed Colonel Schaefer and others, Lieutenant Colonel Schaefer, who was there and watched the communiques, saw the same stuff that Sebel Edmonds, another FBI translator, whistleblowing on NSA information, where our government was in command at higher levels, basically of Al-Qaeda, and protecting them and giving them arms and laundering money. Everything she first broke her gag order on this show 5-6 years ago and on other shows that she was attacked for is now passé. So now we've reached that Rubicon moment where it's out in the open. What do we do? I'm going to ask William Binney about this coming up in the third hour. What is this paradox like to have them years ago deny this was happening when he knew good and well it was? He was there at the highest level seeing it. And then to now have them go, okay, we're doing it, but we're going to reform it by legalizing it. We're going to retroactively go back and say it's okay that we committed these crimes. I mean, Obama yesterday put out a directive, not a law, president can't make law, saying we're now exempt from all FOIA requests, period. Really, that's the National Security Act of 47, and they dovetailed with it the Open Records Act, so that if you're going to have secret stuff, it's got to be kept on record to be released later so that people don't commit crimes now thinking they've got a blank check. Well, we've now entered that sector. They want to take the drug labels off. They want to take the food labels off. They want to shut down people's speech at South by Southwest on GMO or NSA. They're moving on every front to not let us have the information. And now the FCC has power grabbed the internet from the outside Comcast threat of wanting to take over the web. Oh, the FCC will come in and save it, when they've said before they want to control it. And now FCC chairman concedes future internet tax is possible after all. That's a CNS news. So just because one plan's bad by Comcast and others doesn't mean the solution to that plan is good. Classic bait and switch. I want to hit this financial news and then go to your calls. Here's the toll-free number on this Worldwide Wednesday edition. 800-259-9231. Here's the only catch. First-time callers today. It'll be that for William Binney as well. Give you a chance to get involved. And it's on one of the subjects I just raised here. I've raised a lot of subjects. I want you to chime in on criminal elements of the government, financing, protecting terrorists to menace us into submission. FCC documents now out, talks about taxing authority, applying the same powers they've done to broadcast radio and TV to all telecoms. I mean, this is a nightmare. We're also going to get into some of the other power grabs that are taking place. But before we do that, again, the number for first-time callers is 800-259-9231. And we will get you up and on the air on this live Wednesday edition, 800-259-9231. I'm going to get Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, former chief editor of the Wall Street Journal, father of Reaganomics, on probably tomorrow, the next day, maybe Sunday. We can't get him the next 2 days on the Sunday broadcast, 4 to 6 p.m. China gaining Western allies as development bank partners, a blow to U.S. efforts. And so China's created this new global development bank. And again, I'm not saying the communist Chinese are laudable or great people, their leadership, but it is a separate power group to Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan that control the central banks of Europe and the United States, the private Federal Reserve. So it is competition of a sort. And we've seen the Rockefellers and others investing tens of billions the last year in this Chinese investment-run bank. Kind of a challenge to the IMF or World Bank. So that shows a creeping towards the exits, a hedging of the bets while Western powers accelerate global currency devaluations and a currency devaluation war. And yes, the world reserve currency is still the dollar, but when it goes belly up, it will have seismic effects here. We're already seeing deflation in some areas because of recessionary and depressionary elements in select areas of the economy, but it's unbalanced. Some people are in a depression, others are in a recession, others are in high cotton in this managed, stage-managed economy, which Rolling Stone 2 years ago, the headline, everything is rigged. Interest rates, the globalists get free money, the public gets it at, 5, 6, 7, 8%. I mean, you're told it's down there at near zero, but that's not what the general public gets. I've got perfect credit. Went and checked about getting some credit last week. And I'm near perfect credit. They were like 5%. People are like, wow, that sounds great. No, it's not. The banks get it at zero. So I should have access to something at 1% or 2%. Just the rate for them to make a profit for processing it. But that's the type of stuff that's going on. And it's very discriminatory, and the world sees this, and they're scared. So they're not moving away from dollar hegemon because they want to bring down the United States. It's like cancer that's in your heart or something. You cut it out, you die. Nobody really wants the U.S. to go under globally, because if it does, it'll cause a worldwide depression of biblical proportions. There aren't any economists that disagree with that. But they're now using globalization and that we're all interconnected as a way to abuse everyone and make everyone accept dollar devaluation. So we're seeing recession and depression in some cost, but in a lot of cost, restaurants, a lot of other commodities, you name it, education, I mean, just hundreds of other areas, we're seeing major inflation. Major, major, major. I mean, just last year for St. Paddy's Day at the same store, I bought a package of the same organic corned beef for, I think it was $9, memory serves. Guess how much the same package of corned beef was for a party I had with friends and family last night. Guess how much each package was last night. Same amount, same corned beef. Excellent corned beef, my mouth's watering. It was $19 and change, basically double what it was 12 months ago. Now, that isn't inflation. I don't know what is. Here's another headline. Cracks in Washington's empire. Washington's EU vassals might be finding their backbone. England, Germany, France, and Italy have all invested with Japan, Switzerland, Luxembourg, South Korea, and others, Australia, you name it, in the new Chinese-led Asian investment bank. Neither Republicans nor Democrats are even making this an issue. China gaining Western allies as development bank partners, a blow to U.S. efforts. So with plan to join Chinese-led bank, Britain opens door for others. That's New York Times. That's the kind of stuff that's important. Another hero, I mean, nothing compared to William Binney, who brought out a lot of stuff that actually threatened the entire system, but he's won two Nobel Prizes, and that's, of course, Joseph Stiglitz. And he was the head economist at the World Bank, and he's come out and said basically everything I've said. In fact, he's been on the show five or six times over the years. So it's not just Alex Jones up here waving his arms around saying this. This is a fact. This is going on, and worldwide governments aren't trying to reform this or stabilize things. They think totalitarianism is going to somehow, at the barrel of a gun and the barrel of Big Brother surveillance, glue all this tyranny and this inequity together. Meanwhile, they're involved in a bunch of balkanization, racial balkanization, hyping up racial differences, cultural differences in the name of bringing unity, but we know it's bringing division, and it's come out in government documents we've covered that the plan is to divide the people against each other so the establishment, the crony capitalists who are not free market, can loot the living daylights out of us. So that's all coming up. I want to go to Daniel, Hugh, Jerry, Matt, Mariah, and others here in a moment. But before we do that, please don't forget that this one-of-a-kind, truly independent, libertarian, Americana, not left or right, but freedom-based operation reaching conservatively 15 to 20 million people a week one way or another. YouTube, AM/FM stations, satellite, global shortwave, cable stations, TV stations, tens of millions of people a week, worldwide, conservatively. It's a treasure. That's why I've got reporters and writers and people that on a lot of cases do a better job than I do. We have serious reporting, comedy, satire. We're trying to do it all, folks, to really reach out to the public and let them know there's an alternative to what the corporate establishment is putting out. That's why, have you told friends and family or neighbors or folks at the street corner, at the shopping center, at the grocery store, or at the shoe store, or at the barber, or at the dentist, have you told them about InfoWars.com or the free audio and video feeds at InfoWars.com/show? Do you follow us at Twitter? Something we got too late at Real Alex Jones. We've got millions on Facebook. Do you spread our information? Do you share it? Because the system is doing everything they can to shut us down. The White House-run Media Matters attacks us on a weekly basis, almost more than anybody else. Do you understand, folks? That is run by the White House on record. It's not fun to have them looking at me, but it's a duty I've got to go all the way. So if we're going to go all the way and commit to you to fight these tyrants, we need you to spread the word so that we don't do this in vain. We're having an effect. That's why the Eye of Sauron is on us. So please buy the films, the books, the T-shirts, the ball caps, the organic, high-quality seeds. Spring is here. We've got the widest selection of organic seeds, about eight different companies in there, fruit trees down to tomatoes. We've got the best spectrum, the ARC seed system, the survival seed vault, all the best at the very lowest prices that we're allowed to offer them at the InfoWars Seed Center at InfoWarsStore.com. We're offering 10% off the nutraceuticals, the InfoWars Life products, the Nation Iodine, the 30% off on the DNA Force. I want to give William Binney just everything we've got when he leaves. I want him to see how good these nutraceuticals are and get his take on it later. InfoWarsLife.com. 10% off with promo code SUPER on everything in the store, and the special ends today, ladies and gentlemen. So if you want to take advantage of this, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the nutraceutical page. We've got high-quality, low-price, organic oil of oregano. High quality, low cost, just product after product after product after product. Methylcobalamin, pure vitamin B12. We've got that sublingual, much higher absorption rate, very expensive for us to get and produce. We've got it all at InfoWarsLife.com. 10% off when you check out on all the other discounts that are already there. So you can get a free bottle of Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Booster with bottles of Mason Iodine. That's 10% off at checkout. If you're getting 30% off on DNA Force, then on top of that, you get 10% off at checkout with promo code SUPER. And you get 15% off with promo code WATER15 at checkout on all the water filtration systems at InfoWarsStore.com. Or if you got any questions or want to order over the phone, you can talk to our great InfoWars crew. They're waiting for you right across the hall from me where they take your calls. We got five people in there to answer the phones. It's 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. This is an info war, and we need fuel in the info war, and I see this every day. I'm tired, folks. So I get up here for 3 hours, and I just bull through it. Because if I didn't bull through it, I'd be exhausted laying on the table. We're just here telling you what's going down as best we can. We believe the American people, the people of the world, will come together and figure out a way to turn the tide.
This hour of GCN brought to you by Lestig, the highest quality smokeless cigarettes, e-liquids, e-cig refills, car chargers, and starter kits. Kick some ash with Lestig. Call 870-525-1440 or visit Lestig.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's happening again. The feds are trying to ban your freedom to own body armor. In January, a newly introduced bill, H.R. 378, will take away your right to buy level 3 and higher body armor. Katie Armor offers the most affordable level 3 body armor packages on the market today. Protect yourself. Buy your body armor now before it's too late. Go to katiearmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-armor.com. Come and take it.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Hey, sorry I'm running late. I had to stop and get my vitamins for the month.
I got mine in the mail yesterday from DiscountNutritionShop.com, so I'm here totally on time.
DiscountNutritionShop.com?
Yep, they're a lifesaver in more ways than one. They have all the nutritional supplements you need, the major brands you know. Plus, you can save up to 10%. Write down this number, 888-908-4548.
Huh?
888-908-4548. Or just go to DiscountNutritionShop.com.
By now, you heard about bitcoins. But did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Because at BidBit.co, you can receive bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
I hurt myself today to see if
I hurt myself today.
All right, I'm going to cut off the legendary Johnny Cash to go to your calls, but I was just back there during the three-minute break while they're interviewing William Benny for a documentary that I'm making, documentary piece, and it just hit me. Praise God. I get to know Ron Paul, Rand Paul. I get to know William Benny, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, the former head of Reagan's economic operation. Just an icon of economist. And I was just, it was popping in my head, the rush of hundreds and hundreds of patriots that are fighting the New World Order that I know, who are extremely prominent and are prominent, and then the millions of you out there fighting tyranny were all just as important. And I was thinking how many good men and women there are and how people are rising up and fighting the tyrants. They just don't let the general public know that because other people would know we're starting to win. And what matters is in the end we win the hearts and minds. Because we're going to go through some hell, folks. What's important is in the end the New World Order falls. And we're building the opposition that was a seed. It is now a grove. And we can take those seeds and plant those and literally repopulate the planet with liberty. To use that allegory. It's exponential. We've gone way past the mustard seed point. To the huge mustard tree, to now mustard seeds planted all over the world. I mean, the globalists are in trouble. They're scared. And they should be. Because their plan is so evil, so anti-human. And once humanity wakes up to something, change is fast. So New World Order, the battle is joined. And I'm humbled to be in the company continually of such amazing people. Like the lady we have coming up in the next hour. Let's go to Jerry in New Jersey, then Jackie, Don, Hugh, and Adam. Jerry, you're on the air.
Alex, my brother, God bless you, and thank you for all that you do.
Please don't.
couldn't help myself. Total agreement with the full onslaught of tyranny that's coming in all the different angles. And I do tell people, I start up conversations with total strangers, and I wanted to ask you about where I really hit the wall and argumentatively as a tactic, what you do when you hit this. I think that I can convince people of what's being done. Where I hit the wall with people is intention. You talk to Republicans in particular because it's their party that's supposed to actually have some standards. I don't think the Democrats have any at all, other than, you know, pure communism. But, it gets to where they say, how can these Republicans be so gutless and so stupid and so forth? And I try to say, no, it's not stupid. It's not gutless. Gutless means they have good intentions, but don't have the guts to actually follow through on them.
Sure. I mean, here's how it works. In the last 50 years or so, they put a committee system in. They always had committees, but they've got it where it's a leadership position where you get power the longer you're in. And so all they've got to do is control maybe 24 Republicans in the House and Senate total over those key committees and chairmanships. And then it's a dictatorship. And so no matter what the Republican grassroots does that are pretty good people on average, you can never change it because John Boehner blocks it all. And so if you can't convince them, then you can't convince them of the sun coming up in the morning because it's all right there happening in front of their eyeballs every single day. So that's how they're doing that. That's how they're getting that job done, Jerry, is that they have successfully taken the senators away from the states. I mean, until 1913, senators were elected by the legislatures. So they were creatures of the state. Well, now they're their own imperial gods up there on Capitol Hill. So that's a big problem. Get the senators back to the states. You know, do things like that, and you'll turn the corner. Anything else, Jerry?
Yeah, no, that's an excellent point. I guess I'm actually heading for a town hall tonight with a state representative.
Well, great job, brother. Keep it up. Talk to them. Tell them that, you know, we're going to lose everything if they don't get going. People are looking for leadership. More calls coming up. Back in 60 seconds. Hugh, you're up next.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure ancient defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're now into hour number two. I will get to Hugh, Adam, Jackie, Don, Mariah, everybody. Our next guest is just joining us for about 20 minutes, so those I don't get to now, I'll get to after that. We've got major censorship by the globalists trying to shut down all sorts of information getting out. Former top NSA leader, William Binney, will be joining us in studio in the third hour today. Q in Ohio, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Hugh Collins from Toledo, Ohio. I have a question for you. Rodney Stitch is one of my heroes. I've never heard you mention him. My question is, what do you think of his work, and why hasn't he been more influential?
Okay, I got to be honest with you. I'm having one of those moments. I've heard the name a lot over the years. I think I know who he is, but I can't remember. I'm getting old. I'm not as sharp as I used to be when it comes to memory. Who is Rodney Stitch?
Well, he started as an FAA inspector, and he wrote the book Unfriendly Skies. And he
all about chemtrails.
Yeah.
You know, I think he might have been on my show or the news years ago, but I do want to get him on. So stuff just falls through the cracks. Great point. You should just show tips. Tell us who you want to hear on the show.
Well, he would be great. And if you can get him there, he's a pretty old guy now. He's written a lot of books. One is called Defrauding America, and there's another one called Drugging America. His output is voluminous.
Yeah, I think he's been on the show now that you say it.
It would be great if you could get him.
You bet. What else are you calling about, brother?
That's really all I have right now, Alex. I'm a big fan of your show. Secret 12 is great.
God bless you, brother. Appreciate you calling. That's a great idea. Yeah, show tips at InfoWars.com. By the way, just hashtag InfoWars for your questions for William Binney. That way I don't know. I tend to do that once the guest is on, and then we rush to the end, and I only get the questions at the end. If you want to get your questions into William Binney, please send them now. Tweet them at Real Alex Jones with the hashtag InfoWars behind it. Don in Oklahoma, thanks for calling. You're on the air.
Don on Oklahoma. Alex, it's my opinion. What I should be doing is concentrating on my county, constitutional sheriffs, new councilmen, commissioners, and so forth. My question to the guest is what he might could share or help me look for on a county level. That's my question. Thank you.
That's a great question. I'll ask William Binney that when you come up later or when he comes up later on the broadcast, when your question comes up. I think I should write that down. What do you look for government spying on a local level? Well, you look for cell towers that are smaller, in my experience, that are not connected to the telephone company. Those will be basically stingray platforms to steal your data. They're totally illegal. The police and feds denied them for years. We were covering it a decade ago. Now it's mainstream news. Again, they got caught lying to us. The threat fusion centers give police these tools and teach them how to engage in illegal activity. And they get the cops in and tell them it's all legal and see who will go along with it, who is influenceable, who can be federalized, who can be given an extra paycheck as an auxiliary fed, as a deputy fed. And that's the federalization that's going on right now. And that's why we're battling that as hard as we can. Jackie and Adam and Matt and Mariah and many others, first-time callers today, 800-259-9231. We're going to have our guest on for a couple segments dealing with censorship. And then we're going to come back to your phone calls at the bottom of the hour. And then I'm going to get into White Privilege Conference Workshop, pushes grade school lessons about genderqueer transgender folks and gender fluids. That's what they want to teach first graders. This is a teacher training seminar paid for by the feds in conservative areas like Louisville, Kentucky. They are going to teach your five-year-old how to do things that I didn't know about till I read this at 41.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
When cells become toxic, they die early and aging sets in. No one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. Just one of the key compounds, BioPQQ, is backed by major clinical studies. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? We now have the synergistic solution. Secure your DNA force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
We let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
A popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting us.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Prison Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation. But doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality.
Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots, saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency.
They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Catherine Paul heads up Organic Consumers, a major nationwide organization that checks organic claims, that monitors government, federal and state and global activities. She and others from her organization have been set for months to speak at a food conference, the future of food and food safety, that Whole Foods was involved with at South by Southwest, one of the biggest conferences in the world, if not the biggest now. It's just huge. Hundreds of thousands show up. They were banned. And when she joins us, I want to do a presentation for listeners to put it in context. Gene Giant kicks OCA off South by Southwest food panel discussion. Every time they try to censor us, we're just going to double down. I want you guys to print me, please. Coke spends millions to teach people that sugar is good for you. That was out a few days ago. I want the article out of the Washington Post, please, in my folder. I forgot to tell you. Sorry. We just do everything here on air. Total transparency. direct the show, everything. That's why it's a popular broadcast. It's teleprompter free. I want that Washington Post from Monday, please, where they said that the feds are moving to not have labels on drugs and vaccines. There is a move because you're waking up, we're winning, to shut everything down. And that ties in with FCC chairman concedes, there's a video on Infowars.com from CNS News, FCC chairman concedes future internet tax is possible after all. And now that we got the actual regulations, not law, we don't get law from Congress now. We get it from Obama appointees. Even though most of the commission didn't like it, you know, he's the boss, he's the little dictator. And so they talk about taxing to fund enforcement. And they said they're going to follow the model that they've used with the FCC on broadcast, AM, FM, UHF, VHF television. So everybody better be grabbing their backside and protecting it, because here comes the FCC. It'll take a few years, and they'll have Congress debate it, and they'll change some of it. It'll be on a big lobbying chopping block, fighting over the future of everything in the internet, but it's here. So I hope all you snot-nosed Soros idiots that ran around bludgeoning me on the head and attacking me in publications and national TV saying I'm against net neutrality, I'm against internet freedom, I hope you're pleased with what happens. I hope you're happy with taxing and regulating the internet, because here it comes. I hope you're really proud of yourselves. You're totalitarians. It is so sad. George Soros, $196 million to fake leftist organizations in the last year to run around saying protect the internet from Comcast. Comcast now has a federal agency that it's manipulated in the past that's let them consolidate control with the other bigs. Oh, please don't throw me in the briar patch, Comcast said. Oh, please don't pass this net neutrality. See, Comcast is against it. That's how they passed the Federal Reserve. That's come out in mainstream news decades ago. Congressional hearings. The big bank associations got together, said, oh, we don't want a Federal Reserve to rein us in. Don't do it, when they are the private shareholders. Oh, don't do it. Please don't. Reverse psychology works very well on childlike brains. So that's coming up. We've got unprecedented Starbucks. Every time you go in Starbucks, I will not go in Starbucks. I'm officially boycotting Starbucks for their anti-gun stance and everything else. They'll chat up about, you know, you got white privilege if you're white, or if you're black. I'm sorry about your oppression. This is turning everything into a giant re-education camp, a giant sensitivity training system. Starbucks employees to discuss race relations with customers, Infowars.com. That dovetails with white privilege conference workshop pushes grade school children, age 5, a lesson about genderqueer, this is, quote, transgender folks, lecturing elementary school age children about gay, lesbian, and transgender issues, and about gender fluid and how to share your gender fluids. You can't, again, make this up. I'm going to be covering that. Coming up some of the next hour. And the EPA tyranny. This is a record cold as ice jams, you know, wreck apartment buildings and more. Backyard burger and wiener roast targeted by EPA has the potential for global application. The UN looks to us for their global tyranny. EPA wants to monitor how long hotel guests spend in the shower. That's just some of what's coming up. And again, I just mentioned this, White House exempts itself from FOIA requests. See, everything's going secret. And pretty soon, I'll have to have old MMR shot if this legislation passes. They say they may just do it regulatory. Who needs legislation anymore? Where MMR will not have an insert or tell you the adverse reactions or any other drug. They'll have drug ads now not telling you, where they talk for 30 seconds how great it is, and then 30 seconds how it'll kill you deader than a hammer, or make you have a heart attack, or go crazy, or murder your kids, or you hear all those ads. Not anymore if they have their way. I mean, they're making a totalitarian move because confidence in them is collapsing. And you don't have to believe Alex Jones. Congress has a 7-9% approval rating, depending on which national poll. This is really good news, because this isn't our government at the highest levels. All right, let's go to your phone calls. Let's talk to Adam in California. Well, California, as the gubernator would say. You're on the air, Adam. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. I'm your auxiliary reporter that did the Comedy Central bit of them attacking your website.
Yeah, you caught him in the subliminal message. Good job. What's your name?
Adam.
Well, good job, brother.
Yeah. Have you seen the epic rap battle where you rap against Ray Kurzweil?
We have seen that. I never aired it. There's just so much of this stuff. I thought that was actually a fairer piece. What did you think?
It was. They gave you a lot of respect. I mean, just the fact that you're debating against a head of DARPA and one of the smartest inventors and geniuses of our generation gives you respect right there, and you said a lot of good stuff in it.
Well, they actually pretty much took my quotes, and they had an actor engage in them. We should play that on air. That came out a while back, a few months ago. But listen, the only reason I'm on a global platform, actually RT aired that, but it came out of, I think, the U.S. first, but they aired it. The reason that's happening is scientists and government people hear me, insiders hear me, and they know, wow, that guy actually knows what he's talking about. I'm not bragging, but William Benny's been on the show many times, and he goes, wow, you really know about all the angles of this. Other people don't understand this. Even people he worked with didn't get it, because they all just want to do their little job and go play golf. No, I really want to know how all this works. But it shows the power of the individual that now in publications and in major TV shows, I'm seen as the opposition. Well, it's only because I was willing to fight. And that's a testament to all of you. There are people more articulate, smarter than I, who need to take action. But even if you're not more articulate than I or don't have as much energy as I, write a book, write a newsletter, talk to your police chief, visit your sheriff, put my films in the library. If everybody starts doing a little bit, many hands make light work, and we can defeat the globalists. Go ahead.
I've been listening to you for 8 years through the app. I haven't missed an episode. I've purchased a lot of your products. They're all great. And you motivated me to make a movie, and I appreciate you plugging my movie, the conspiracy theory documentary, when you aired the Comedy Central bit. That was really nice of you.
Brother, I hope that we can nurture and basically garden with all these great sprouts like you out there who will grow up to be much mightier oaks than I. That's what a real leader does, is they try to bring other people along. They try to mentor. That's what real civilization is all about. And so, of course, if you're doing auxiliary reporting and everybody can be an InfoWars reporter, you just say you are unofficial. Because then we could have setup folks say they work for us and do bad things in our name. We have to clearly expose those false flags. That's been tried before. But if people do legitimate, real reporting, we'll link to it. We'll promote it. And then we'll promote, when we can, whatever separately you're doing. Because we're all going to hang together or hang separate, to quote Benjamin Franklin, my friend. I mean, this is a war. I'm looking for soldiers in the info war. I'm looking to win. And the video you produced was Comedy Central show Chides InfoWars with clone website. Segment features main character browsing conspiracy wars site with crazy headline using our header. Michael Jackson in Richard Branson's space condo was the headline. Well, God bless you. Anything else, Adam?
Yeah, a lot of people made fun of me. My friends made fun of me saying, oh, you're just making something out of nothing. But then the very next week with the David Cross movie, I showed that to them too. And then I show them the Bill O'Reilly and the Rachel Maddows, and they finally start to get it. I'm trying to put together all the clips and make a documentary about that also. But you and Joyce Riley mentioned the lawyer at the Boston bombing trial, how she's connected to the Massawi trial and the Unabomber. They did release video of the younger brother running away from the scene, and you can clearly see he has no backpack. So I've been with you the whole way with the Boston
bombing. Totally staged. The older brother was CIA on record, and they just burned their two guys. The younger brother's probably dead. And I've talked to the family. They've been about to come on, and they get death threatened. Okay? I mean, let me tell you. I mean, that Boston bombing was a $3 bill.
Pictures of him since the boat. And the friend in the courtroom on the first day said that it didn't sound like him, and it basically, he said it wasn't him.
They cut his throat out. He had not been shot in the throat. They cut his larynx out, basically, to shut him up. They shot the boat full of hundreds of holes and didn't kill him. They're totally framing him. He's got a lawyer saying he says he's guilty. I mean, this is sick. Appreciate your call. God bless you, Adam. Adam, take action. Make films. Expose things. And exactly, Mark Twain said it best. In the beginning, a patriot is a scarce man, hated, feared, and scorned. But in time, when his cause succeeds, the timid join him, because then it costs nothing to be a patriot. Your friends will laugh at you up front because they're insecure and they feel bad inside that they're ignorant. But as they see that you're right and as they see things are happening, they'll remember those seeds you planted, and many times they sprout. I mean, I was dumb as a box of rocks back when I was 15. I knew history, but I didn't know it was repeating. But later, those seeds sprouted, and here we are today. And so my mission is not to be one mighty oak in the media landscape with grasslands around us. I want 1,000 oaks, 10,000 oaks, 1,000,000 oaks.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage, or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Music, one of life's greatest pleasures, has tremendous power. The power to bring a tear to the eye or to quiet a racing mind. Music also has the power to heal, and has been used through the centuries to treat depression, create energy, induce sleep, relieve stress and chronic pain. Now, Michael Turrell has created Whole Tones, the Healing Frequency Music Projects. These frequencies were uncovered in the music of King David and believed to have astounding healing effects. Now, you can benefit from healing music therapy simply by listening daily to this music in the comfort of your own home or office. It's a new year. Give yourself the gift of healing and transformation. Don't miss this opportunity to get an absolutely free sample of this music that you can begin using right away. Just visit WholeTones55.com and get a free sample. Visit WHOLETones55.com today for your free sample. That's WholeTones55.com. WholeTones55.com.
Federal agents, we are armed!
What would you do if you knew all the things we know? Would you stand up for truth? Or would you turn away too?
wrong, all of the things that's wrong. Would you stand tall and strong, or would you turn and walk away? What would you do if you knew all the things we knew? Would you stand up for truth?
The big theme I see emerging, just tracking the news the last few months, is massive attacks on free speech, but not just the whistleblowers or insiders exposing crime, but independent media itself, the internet that its main platform launch point, its ether, its format, but also the data itself. And that's coming up in the next segment. This affects everybody big time. It's the surest sign of accelerating despotism and a totalitarian atmosphere. But that's happening because they pushed a totalitarian takeover. People woke up. The old American instincts kicked in. The old Western instincts kicked in. Renaissance started to kick in, and now they're trying to accelerate and triple down, and it is like adding nitrous oxide to an internal combustion engine. It is doing nothing but accelerating liberty. That said, though, the car can fly off the road and hurt everybody. This is a very dangerous time. That's why we de-escalate with the police. We de-escalate with the system. Because even though they're doing a lot of bad things, they don't know they work for the New World Order. They're starting to figure it out and starting to get the big picture. They're not the enemy. I'll say it again. I found being around feds, being around local police, being around military, being around NSA people, being around, you name it, from top retired generals, recently retired, to top NSA people, right down to police chiefs around the country and sheriffs, they are the most awake group. They're either evil and serving the system, or they're good and awake and don't know what to do and say, I wish the people would wake up and support us. The globalists know if we start getting together with local government and good people in the federal government, we can form a coalition that's legitimate, that's strong, with people like William Binney and Ron Paul and others. And we can legitimately have reform. But the globalists don't want that. They want a race war. They want division. They want balkanization ahead of that. And that's why they're pulling out the stops. I mean, you know the new Black Panther Party all over the country. Marching around saying, kill police, shoot police, oink, oink, bang, bang, kill a pig. Here in Austin just 2 days ago, we played the video yesterday. You know if a libertarian group, not that we'd ever even do that or want to do that, you know if a conservative group did that, we'd be arrested. You know that's terroristic threat. You know that's organization to do murder. That's planning, in my view, legally, capital murder. To march around saying we want to kill 20 cops, we want to shoot them, we want to take them out, armed in an organized group. I mean, I'll say right now, if 20 people are marching towards me with guns saying we want to kill Alex Jones, I legally and lawfully have the right to get in a stance on the ground, open fire. Now, what I'd actually do is just try to get out of there. I'm not looking for trouble, but, you know, this is just a joke, ladies and gentlemen. This is all federally financed. These are useful idiots. Let's go to another call. Maria in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi there, Alex. I'm so happy to talk with you today.
Thank you.
You know, when I first started listening to you, I used to love to listen to you because of your rants that you would do and your little mimicking voices and stuff. You used to really make me smile, even though a lot of bad things were going on. At least I could hear you and I could feel what you were going through at the same time. I lost contact with you about this time last year, and then regained contact again the end of this year and tried to get some information through to you and other people, try to get some information out there, but it seems like everything I do gets blocked.
Well, you're on the air. Get the info out. I mean, one of the biggest frustrations for listeners is they can't get us stuff. Sometimes they do, sometimes we don't cover it, because we're like a one-legged man in a butt-kicking contest around here. So if you can't get it through to us, put it out on YouTube. Put it out on Facebook. Use enemy platforms to jam the system. Go ahead.
Well, it's hard to do that, but okay, sure. But what I wanted to talk about is, you know, a lot of this information, I mean, there's a lot of information out there, and it's a lot of things that now it just seems like you're just bombarded with all kinds of information. But what I want to talk about is what's going on in where I'm living. In my city, I live in a military-type area where they do a lot of weapons testing and program testing and things like that here. And a lot of what's going on a worldwide scale are things that are going on right here in our city. I mean, everything from the education system, to the medical, to the police, to the social services, to all of that are going on in this one, in our city, which I believe is going on in probably a lot of cities all over.
Yeah, what they're doing is they're merging the military with the local threat fusion centers and the police and everything under federalized control with centralized codes, centralized dispatch, and then that's being centralized globally all into one huge computer system to track and control everything. It is not a good situation. Plus, GPS is based on satellites. What if there's a big solar flare?
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Another major health threat, this one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
The average person's life is filled with unexpected challenges. Unlock the energy it takes to defeat these daily beasts with Super Male or Super Female Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper hormone balance to create superior vitality in males and females. Supercharge and conquer your world at InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Used since before the days of the Roman Empire to support the body's natural systems and enhance overall health. Introducing the new InfoWarsLife.com oil of oregano formulation, a highly advanced nutraceutical form of this key herb that has been traditionally used by civilizations for thousands of years to promote health. We have now procured the most high quality and potent forms of oregano oil on the market, sourced from top leading manufacturers to ensure a concentrated level of bioactive ingredients. Extracted directly from the wild herb and sealed in easy-to-use capsules, you will no longer need to endure the burning of liquid oregano on the tongue. Wild-crafted from the Mediterranean oregano species that experts agree is one of the most powerful and most challenging to acquire. This winter season, it's more important than ever to secure this true form of oil of oregano. Now available in our limited first run at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Stand up to us, then they all might stand up. Those puny little ants outnumber us 100 to 1. And if they ever figure that out, there goes our way of life. It's not about food. It's about keeping those ants in line.
The Alex Jones Show. Because there is a war on for your mind.
Well, he's definitely a bigger whistleblower than Daniel Ellsberg. And I've had Daniel Ellsberg on the broadcast, the Pentagon Papers. He's certainly much higher level than Snowden. And he's just been in Germany making a film with Oliver Stone about the NSA. William Binney was number three at the NSA, depending on which news article you read. He directed their technological development system, so he actually knows the entire grid and infrastructure. And he saw criminal spying violated the law in 2001. He told Congress quietly, so the SWAT team raided him. He followed the law. And here he is 15 years later exposing the system. And he will be joining us in about 35 minutes from now in studio. He's here with us in Austin, Texas, William Binney. And the reason I mention that is our next guest, Catherine Paul, Associate Director of Organic Consumers Association, organicconsumers.org, probably the leading group watchdog of other organic certifiers and writing articles about what's happening at state level, federal level, and international level. Just a cornucopia, pun intended, of vital information for people that don't want to eat pesticide-laden food, don't want to eat GMO, and want to know what true organic food is. Part of this revolution that's beginning to win with McDonald's and all these big companies saying, no more bovine growth hormone. We're going to start phasing out the pesticides. We're seeing some big victories here. But the establishment is striking back by going and creating fake PR organizations that come out and go, oh, sugar and high fructose is good. Oh, there are good GMOs. And I've got a stack of news articles breaking this down. But they were banned, even though they set it up months ago, from being part of this big Whole Foods-sponsored event. Headline, Gene Giants Kick OCA Off South by Southwest Food Panel Discussion. And I wanted to just show TV viewers and read this for radio listeners just the news the last 3 days. From Monday to today, just a few articles I grabbed out of the stack here. U.S. sets new record for denying censoring government files, AP. AP president says that it's totalitarian. What did William Binney tell The Guardian a few months ago? He said it is a total totalitarian takeover. Close quote. What does AP now say? It is a totalitarian takeover. That's AP. It isn't Alex Jones anymore using words like that. Folks, you look out your window and your neighbor's house has fire shooting out of the windows. It's on fire. That's an alarmist statement. It's on fire. Oh, that guy's alarmist. He's upset. What's wrong with him? Well, people weren't paying attention. Of course I was yelling and screaming. Foreign corporations have hijacked the country. They own both parties. We're in trouble. Just one headline. Here's another one. FOI, Foyer Access of Information Scoring 2015. State Department gets an F. Here's another headline. White House exempts itself from FOIA requests. Totally. As of Tuesday, the Office of Administration will no longer have to heed FOIA requests. According to RT, they just say they don't have to. That violates the Open Records Act, National Security Act. That's a felony. They're just announcing it, though. Remember when Cheney said he was above the law and that the vice president was more important than the president? Remember Nixon saying it's not illegal? In fact, can we find that clip when Nixon said it's not illegal when the president does it? It's okay when the president does it. So continuing, here's another article. FDA proposes to let drug companies undermine official safety warnings. Look at that headline right there. So they want to just get rid of even letting you know what they admittedly, what these drugs can do to you. Here's another one. Coca-Cola caught paying health leaders to say soda is healthy snack. Yeah, this is how they operate. I'm going to stop right there and go to Catherine Paul, whose organization has been banned from South by Southwest, and we even know who said ban it and who they follow their orders from. Folks need to understand that the people that are running South by Southwest are extreme totalitarians and have been messing with me for 20 years, trying to jack with this radio show and TV show. So they're really bad guys. And I've been telling you this for a long time. It's becoming more and more evident. Catherine, I wanted to do 5-6 minutes of background. So it's not just you that this is happening to. They had the police ticket us for using a sound device downtown, warning about GMOs and McDonald's. But they were letting everybody else use sound devices, including the pedicabs and other groups. And they've let me march many times with a bullhorn, and they've lost lawsuits over it. But still, they ticketed us and shut us down because McDonald's ordered them to. I guess they're the boss, but not for long. Catherine Paul, thank you for coming on with us today.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me on.
You just heard that background. Can you comment on that and then tell us what's happened to your organization?
Well, none of what you say really surprises me. And we've seen this, you know, my focus has been for the past few years on the biotech industry corporations and the, we call them the junk food manufacturers. And they're not only, you know, propaganda programs and the millions of dollars that they spend to sort of spin the truth, but also their obvious manipulation of the federal government from the FDA right down to state and local politicians. So what happened with us, as you say, is I one of the organizers of a panel, a session there at South by Southwest, contact me, asked me if I'd be available to participate on a panel with Kathleen Enright, the executive VP of the biotech industry organization. And I said, sure, would be happy to sit there and have a discussion with her. But when there was no follow-up with confirmation and I finally, you know, reached out and said, what's up? I was told, well, Kathleen Enright had said we were not allowed to be on the panel, so they basically uninvited me.
So the biotech industry is literally running the so-called panel on safe and healthy food and the future of food here in the trendy so-called liberal city of Austin, where Whole Foods is based. Whole Foods is a sponsor, heavily involved. And so what we have is a Don King boxing match, a fake debate with a bunch of hand-picked people that won't actually engage in any real discussion. What we have is perception management.
Exactly. And you know, I picked up the phone and I called Kathleen Enright and I said, is this true? Did you really uninvite me from this panel? And she said it was absolutely true because they didn't want to. She figured that if I showed up, there was going to be a debate about the health and safety of GMOs. And she said that that debate is over.
Don't want that.
That's not the conversation she wanted to have.
Notice the same corporate tactic. The debate is over.
Exactly.
That's what the Borg say in Star Trek. We will assimilate you. The debate is over. You will submit. I don't think so. I think the debate's over for them with the thousands of studies coming out that a lot of GMOs are very dangerous. And certainly we have a right to choose. They're trying to block labeling. So they're clearly the bad guys here.
Well, you know, with love, we look at these companies and all of their resources, and they talk this great story about sustainable agriculture and helping farmers and feeding the world. We'd love to invite them to do exactly that, but the way to do that is not by dumping millions of pounds of glyphosate and other toxic chemicals into our soils and onto our food. It's a shame that with all their power and all their resources, they couldn't put it to better use. But the reality is, and as everyone knows this, genetically engineered crops were never intended as a means of solving world hunger. GMO soy and GMO corn and GMO canola oil and all of those things either go to junk food or the vast percentage of that goes to make ethanol for your gas tanks or to feed animals in feedlots.
Sure, it's all about profit and monopoly in Monsanto and others' own prospectus and corporate speeches. You're a bigger expert on this than I, but I've seen the South by Southwest announcements. It's been on TV. South by Southwest to help the earth with clean, healthy, sustainable food to feed the Africans. And in reality, from India to Africa, GMO is creating disaster zones. And in India, linked to massive farmer suicides, and here to breast cancer and every other nightmare you can imagine. I mean, these are the folks that brought us Agent Orange.
And they're not, these crops are not feeding the world. We're not feeding human beings, starving human beings, a bunch of GMO soy and corn. That's not where those crops are going. And the argument that genetic engineering can, you know, create drought-resistant crops and all of these is baloney because 99% of GMO crops are engineered for one reason and one reason only, and that's to withstand massive doses of pesticides or herbicides And that's what Monsanto and the rest of them are selling. And that's where their profits are. They can't make a profit genetically engineering a drought-resistant crop unless that drought-resistant crop requires some toxic chemical, because that's what they sell.
Let's explain that. The big four companies globally, there's a bunch of other smaller ones, but the big four have most of the spectrum of business. They could come out with very clean, one genetic trait, studied things that use less water, have higher yield. There might still be side effects. That should all be debated and researched properly. But instead, they've got hardcore pharmacological crops producing live viruses, chemicals, you name it, open air, where they program the crops to produce whatever they want. Folks, I know it sounds Buck Rogers. Look it up for yourself. Look up HIV virus grown in Protegen corn, Associated Press, 2002. I mean, you cannot make this stuff up. Thousands of these crops being tested, and they just say safe and effective, debate is over. And then all their engineering are these BT crops and other systems that are designed to resist these deadly pesticides that we know. I mean, another two studies came out last week, as you know, where glyphosates are linked directly to fivefold increase in kidney failure. Well, I mean, look at the kidneys failing everywhere. I mean, it's just it is not a suicide pact to go along with Monsanto, especially with their long history. And I'm sorry to be ranting here. It just makes me so mad to watch the so-called liberals here in Austin, Lewis Black and South by Southwest, because it's not just kicking you out and, you know, putting up Monsanto like they're saving the earth and are liberals. It's the whole thing is a censored authoritarian fraud. I'm sorry, I'm ranting. Go ahead.
No, and I mean, I couldn't agree more. And the fact that they can't even allow someone like myself to be there because they don't want to admit that there still is a debate. The fact that they're spending millions and millions of dollars to show up at these places to get articles in publications all over the world written by people who on the surface look like they're scholars or scientists, but when you dig deep into their background, actually have deep ties to industry. I would direct people on your show to read a couple of recent things that have come out.
Sure.
There are three things on my radar everybody ought to read. One of them is a book that just came out by Stephen Drucker. He wrote a book called Altered Genes, Twisted Truth, How to Venture to Genetically Engineer Our Food.
He's coming on 2 weeks. Plug the book again.
He's great. It's Altered Genes, Twisted Truth. It's how the venture to genetically engineer our food has subverted science, corrupted government, and systematically deceived the public. Great book. 15 years of research went into this.
And let's go further. As you know, they've got three different big studies just came out, even one from the U.S. government. We now know GMO crops are going through the cell wall and are actually, or the cell membrane in a human, not wall via plant. They're going through the cell membrane and changing our DNA and mitochondria and mutating us, just like they do lab rats.
Exactly. And we have never, ever subjected these to long-term human health studies. And I love it. I just love it when the Monsanto folks and all of their front groups and phony, bought and paid for scientists say there's just no proof that anybody's ever died from eating a GMO food, or, you know, we can't trace any illnesses back to GMO foods. Well, we can't because nobody knows where that stuff is. There's no real traceability. But scientists are tracing it back. And this idea that if you eat something and you don't drop over dead immediately means it must be safe is ridiculous.
Well, then cigarettes must be good.
Pardon?
I mean, you don't drop dead from your first cigarette, so they must be good.
Exactly. I mean, we have an epidemic of infertility in the younger generation. Why is everybody having to go to the doctor to get pregnant?
Oh, it's also real funny that in a bunch of rodent studies, they never do them in humans, as you said, they can do them quicker in rodents, that it causes infertility in them to eat these BT crops. Funny.
It's rampant. The deceit is rampant. The logic is ridiculous. And what I think that people are beginning more and more to make the connection between the fact that there are two issues here. There's the issue, well, there are actually way more than two issues, but when it comes to human health, there's the issue of is genetic modification itself creating a product that is itself dangerous and causing us illness? And there are plenty of studies that suggest yes. But also, you can't have those foods without using massive amounts of toxic, poisonous chemicals.
Well, it's clearly both.
And those chemicals, right, and those chemicals not only are on your food, they're in your water. They're in your soil. They're in your, I mean, they're everywhere. And it's just common sense, I think, and I think we see it. It's evidenced by the fact that the junk food companies are all in trouble. And the organics are in farmers markets, whether they're organic or not, just local food that we know where it came from without pesticides. Sales of those are growing like crazy because people are just putting two and two together.
And Catherine, you said you had three things everybody should read, and I interrupted you going back to the book. Come back and tell us those two things. And clearly, we're starting to gain momentum. It transcends left, right. It's common sense, not having your kids die of cancer when they're 20. This is serious. We know that the worm is starting to turn. I want to know how you think they're going to strike back as awareness explodes. Stay with us.
This hour brought to you by InfidelBodyArmor.com. When it hits the fan, don't be left without the body armor that will save your life. With prices starting at just $374.99 and ships free. Get yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hey, Boomer! I learned in school today that 60% of our bodies are made of water. Good thing we have the Berkey system. It's the cleanest, best water ever. Mom says it's because the Berkey's filtration system cleans out the bad stuff and leaves only pure, delicious water. I know, right? You love it, too. Yeah, I'm thirsty, too. Let's go get some. Get Berkey clean water by calling 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Or visit GoBerkey.com.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. For a limited time, get 25% off on this introductory offer. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
As the New World Order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of four per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
Bundy. Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. We're here warning people. We promote basic liberty. Final segment with Catherine Paul. I'll go back to your calls and huge amounts of news, social engineering news, attempts to disarm us, attempts to balkanize. I'm going to break down all of it coming up in the next hour in your calls. Catherine Paul from organicconsumers.org, excellent site, amazing news, amazing information. She's the associate director. She was banned, and then I guess her group after that, from being part of South by Southwest, even though they were approached and put on the panels. This, I think, is the enemy striking back to answer my question to her, but I want her to elaborate. Trying to shut down debate, trying to create fake debates, but I just don't see it working. It's like a tidal wave of awakening is taking place. So what's the rest of the story? Where do you see all this going now? How will they strike back? And then what were the other two points you were going to make?
Well, I wanted to direct people to read a couple of other things just to fully to help get more background on really the depth of the conspiracy to deceive consumers, because it really has been a conspiracy on the part of corporations. There's a new nonprofit called U.S. Right to Know that recently published a report called Seedy Business, What Big Food is Hiding with its slick PR campaign on GMOs. Great deal of good information on there outlining very specifically to what lengths these corporations have gone to manipulate government policy and manipulate the message. And also another new book out, and I think this is just a sign, I mean, that there's so much being put out there right now. A book called Poison Spring, The Secret History of Pollution and the EPA. Somebody who worked for the EPA for 15 years inside, talking about how the EPA has chosen to ignore its own scientists on the issues of pesticides like glyphosate and pander instead to corporations.
How do you see them striking back, and in a battle, briefly, where are we right now?
In the battle, I think we, our side, is getting pretty close to a tipping point. We've heard from insiders at General Mills, they're absolutely panicked. That's why they're buying up organic companies. We see Kellogg's is in trouble. We see McDonald's is in trouble. Corporation after corporation in the food industry are beginning to see that maybe being in bed with the biotech industry wasn't such a great idea after all.
Even Chuck Norris is coming out against Monsanto. I mean that states the end for them.
It does. So there's the battle on that level. Consumers and their interest in their own personal health. That's what's really been driving this for the past few years, and we've seen it with the battles to label GMOs and the lengths to which biotech industry have gone to defeat those laws.
And they won those battles, but they lost those wars, and the backlash is incredible. I want to have you back up for a full hour in the near future. Amazing work. God bless you. Organicconsumers.org. Catherine Paul, thank you.
Thank you.
Folks, that's why they push racism and division all day in the name of fighting it. If we ever come together, left, right, whatever, for transparency and liberty and free market and due process, it's over. And people, I mean, let me tell you, the elites don't eat GMO. You go to any elitist compound, any, you know, nice hotel, the more elite it gets, the more organic and clean it gets. I mean, that's another reason they're going to fail. People are learning about that. Also, high-quality supplements to help cleanse yourself. The X2 Nation Iodine, unbelievable. The Oxy Powder, all of it. DNA Force, InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com. Everything from T-shirts to water filters to shortwave radios. Everything is 10% off. It ends today. InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation. I want to thank you for your support. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Call now. We can answer all your questions. Get your order in. Thank you.
Visit GCNLive.com today.
Cells become toxic, they die early, and aging sets in. No one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. just one of the key compounds. BioPQQ is backed by major clinical studies. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? We now have the synergistic solution. Secure your DNA force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
The average person's life is filled with unexpected challenges. Unlock the energy it takes to defeat these daily beasts with Super Male or Super Female Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper hormone balance to create superior vitality in males and females. Supercharge and conquer your world at InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The globalist power grabs taking place are a desperate Battle of the Bulge attempt by the forces of the globalists to stop our D-Day operation. That's a good allegory. The awakening is supercharged, and that's not hype. You can see it all around you. That said, we've got some really tough days ahead of us, but it's very exciting to see what's happening. Former top NSA official joining us. We've got your questions that have come in on Twitter. We're going to get him an earpiece. We'll also take some calls towards the end, may even do some overdrive. William Binney, director at the NSA of their technical operations and technology development, will be joining us in studio. Right now, let's go to Matt in New Hampshire. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. It's great to be able to get on your show and talk with you. A couple things. While I was on hold, I want to give you a plug. I had a couple of my Wake Up America immune support that I bought and I use. That's great coffee. Also, I had a nice tall glass of my Pro Pure water.
Thank you, sir.
And I want to let everyone know that Pro Pure, Alex, is absolutely phenomenal. When you take the top off of it to fill it up, you can actually smell the stuff that the filters are capturing.
Oh, yeah. You got to clean them every few months, or depending on how much water you put there, because you'll see the scum, the chemicals, the filth that's in there. And it just basically cuts everything out to non-detectable levels, or 99%. The glyphosates, the pesticides, the fluoride. People are insane if they're not filtering their water with a true system. I'm sorry, folks. Charcoal just cuts out the bad taste. You need a Pro Pure G2 system or clearly filtered. 15% off. It ends today on all the water filtration systems at InfoWarsStore.com. I appreciate your plug, sir.
All right. Just to continue on that, I started taking your DNA Force, the Super Male, in the X2, and since I've added other products from what I'm doing from that with the Ancient Defense, the Secret 12, also the immune support, that's the mushroom base, and that stuff has made a world of difference in my life and also my 14-year-old.
Mine too, brother. Go ahead. Sorry.
Two other things that I wanted to hit on. One is the EPA, and the second one has to do with something that you were covering on Sunday that actually reverts back to the TSA.
Sure, you got a minute 45. Go ahead.
Okay, good. Okay, the EPA, Agenda 21, Salt Lake City, Utah, just passed an ordinance in the city council that says that they're banning, as of January 2016, they're going to be banning wood stove usage. Okay, that was actually an article that run on the local Fox affiliate.
No, I know. Yeah.
So, you know, that goes along with the stuff that you're talking about with Agenda 21. It goes along with the EPA saying, you know.
Folks, if you watch the Obama deception made 6 years ago, I tell everybody this. It's in the documents. They're going to shut down all human activity that isn't corporate. We are in trouble. The answer is support farmers markets, get into wood stoves, get into primitive backup systems while being high tech as well. Get into your own solar, get into wind, get off the grid if you can. Go ahead. Sorry.
Okay. So, on Sunday's show, you had mentioned about going out and having fun. And that was funny that you had brought it up then, because I actually just took a nice vacation. I went on a Norwegian cruise liner with Kid Rock and 12 other bands.
Oh, wow.
Which was, I actually had the time of my life.
I bet it was epic.
Oh, it was. It was the best time. Great people, Alex. You know, people are awake. They know who you are. You know, just normal people. And also at the airport, PSA, and I thought this was just the fluke the last time that I was flying. The passport time.
I got to hear this, but I can come back to you later. I got Benny coming up.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
When cells become toxic, they die early and aging sets in. No one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. Just one of the key compounds, BioPQQ, is backed by major clinical studies. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? We now have the synergistic solution. Secure your DNA force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation, but doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality.
Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots. Saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs harvested around the planet and then concentrated for maximum potency.
They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
Using unparalleled research in the development of a synergistic formulation based around the key concepts of superoxygenation, the next level in cleansing is here. With key ingredients backed by real clinical studies, the new Oxy Powder, available through InfoWars Life, was invented during Dr. Group's research on the toxification of our bodies. Many herbal colon cleansers are harsh on the body and contain cheap and potentially dangerous ingredients, oftentimes full of synthetic fillers, GMOs, additives, or worse. Gently start cleaning your body with easy capsules that start working while you sleep. Oxy Powder does not require time off work, and there's no need for bad-tasting concoctions. Instead, Oxy Powder slowly releases monoatomic oxygen into the intestinal tract and body. Experience the astonishing cleansing power of superoxide and ozonide technology. Go to InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com to get started with Oxy Powder, or call 1-888-253-3139.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
I think you could call this particular hour Operation Toto. Little Toto pulling back the curtain so we could see what was happening behind it. William Benny is with us for the hour. William Edward Benny is the former technical leader for intelligence with the NSA before becoming a whistleblower. In late 2001, after more than 30 years with the agency, Benny has been described as one of the best analysts and codebreakers in NSA history. They basically set up a lot of what was going on, so he knew they were doing illegal stuff. Then he continues to speak out. He's been SWAT teamed. He's been attacked. He's been demonized, but it's failed. They've tried to silence him and other whistleblowers. ExposedFacts.org is a site where you can read some of his analysis and material. I hope he writes a book soon. He came down here on his own dime, basically, to South by Southwest to speak. Got a pretty good reception. We'll get his take on that. He wants to go through some of the Snowden slides today for TV viewers, radio listeners, and go to Infowars.com/show to find the free video feed and hopefully send that link on to friends and family, because Mr. Benny is a real hero. He'll just say he did his duty. But in a world of traitors, someone doing their duty is heroic. And he joins us here today. William, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
I don't know where to start. We could recap your story, what's happening, get into the exciting stuff about you coming back from Germany. You've been talking to parliaments over there. You've been talking to the, you know, EU people, the British Parliament, big national headlines where you say it's a totalitarian takeover in The Guardian. But here it's starting to come out in the news as well. I guess they failed to silence you. We could talk about you working with Oliver Stone now on the new Snowden documentary. We could get into the slides and break down the fact that it is going on from an expert, showing us not what's classified, but what's already been leaked so you don't get in trouble. We're here with the former technical director of the NSA, the guy that actually ran it, William Benny. So you've got the floor, sir.
Okay, but there's so much here. It's really hard to know where to start, because it's really been our government has moved into basically sliding down the totalitarian slope, taking massive amounts of data on our citizens, and then working around and doing it across the world. So it's basically they're doing this for everybody in the planet. And the process started here in the NSA, and it has started to spread around the world to the Five Eyes countries, US, the UK, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and then to other countries like in Germany and Switzerland and Sweden and Israel. So the process of data collection, and now the Russians are doing it. I just read an article where they're starting this kind of operation. So now, the Russians are following our lead in this spying business.
It's a Big Brother race.
Right. When I first started in October 2001, it was very clear to me that this was a process that we were adopting in the United States that was really a Soviet attempt or a Stasi attempt in East Germany to assemble all the information on U.S., on their populations. Why? It's because they wanted to control their populations. That was the whole point of the totalitarian states. It has been down through history. I mean, this is nothing new. This has been repeated so many times since Caesar Augustus. You know, it was so clear right up front. But I mean, you can ask anybody in the Tea Party who's been denied access to 501c3. You can look at the IRS use of the data. Look at the law enforcement.
FBI. DEA with DEA. Parallel construction.
The parallel construction. I mean, that's spread around the world to other police organizations around the world, to anybody with an organization or police organization that has a relationship with the FBI or the DEA around the world is subject to getting this kind of information, but they'll never be given the original data from the NSA collection because it's not admissible in a court of law because it wasn't acquired by a warrant. And they don't want to, with foreigners, compromise the fact that they have the ability to collect them.
And don't they then fence it and wash it, and they've been caught adding disinformation, and it's a perfect way to put into the global data stream frame-ups?
They did that kind of framing with us. They did that even with us. The Department of Justice did that. They framed us. They attempted to. But
speak a little bit about that. I think that gives people a window into how totalitarian this is.
Well, for example, in the case, the only case that went to court was Tom Drake's case. They took him to court because he was still working for NSA at the time. This was in 2007 when they raided us initially, and then they raided Tom Drake about 3 months later. His case didn't get to court till about 2010. Well, 2010 they charged him, and 2011, 10 and 11 in that frame, they wanted to take him to court. What they did was they took information that he had at his house that was marked unclassified, and they changed it. They drew a line through that and then stamped it classified, secret or top secret, then charged him with having classified material. That's like retroactively classifying something so you can charge somebody with having classified material. That's framing him, okay?
It's a forgery. It's a fraud. It's a right. major felony.
Right. And the problem with it is that they didn't know what they had done. They'd released most of that material themselves, NSA did, into the public domain unclassified. And that's what Jim Bamford found.
Because Drake wasn't stupid. He didn't want to go to prison. He was only bringing out what was already out there.
Yeah. Well, first of all, it was unclassified by NSA regulations. That was the way they stamped it. So
I had the former director of Star Wars on. He died a few years ago, Dr. Bob Bowman. And he talked about some of the space planes once. And then they called him and came to his house and, you know, kind of threatened him. And he said, hey, here's where it was released on C-SPAN. And here's where you guys in your own propaganda a decade ago released it. And then they couldn't go after him. But that's the type of stuff they pull.
Right. It's a total fabrication of evidence to put people in jail. That's our Department of Justice doing it.
The Bible calls it bearing false witness.
Yes. I call it perjury and a felony. And these people should be charged and given a chance to explain what they did and why.
Tell folks what happened to you before we get into the NSA itself.
For me, in my case, I was kind of prominent, you know, complaining to senators and representatives and various other people, as was Tom Drake.
Let's be clear. You guys were doing this internally.
We were internal of the government. Yes. We were going to the inspector. Kirk Wiebe and I even went to talk to the Department of Justice Inspector General. And of course they couldn't say anything to us, but we made it clear what the problem was with this, domestic spying. But for me and all four of us we were the four who were first raided in July of 2007. We were raided because we were the ones who signed the DOD IG complaint against NSA, charging them with corruption, fraud, waste, and abuse. And that caused a DOD, major DOD investigation of NSA that all verified what we were saying and that was published but redacted because it was even the unclassified embarrassing parts were redacted, which is a violation of the NSA the government.
Open records.
Yeah. Well, it's a violation of government classification regulations too. In other words, Executive Order 13526, Section 1.7 says you can't classify something or keep it classified or not declassified if it's evidence of a crime or evidence of that embarrasses an agency or
you can't use the National Security Act to cover up criminal activity.
Exactly. And that's basically what the NSA and the DOJ and the DOD with that investigative report, that's what they were doing. They were redacting it and hiding it from Congress and hiding it from everybody else. So they're covering up what they're doing. And for us, they attempted after the raid, by the way, the DOD IG's office was the one that gave our names as the ones who submitted that complaint against NSA. They gave our names to the FBI.
Wow.
And that was against their regulations. Okay. I mean, who now?
So they're all breaking the law while accusing you of doing it.
Yes.
And all you're doing is going to congressional committees and inspector generals whose job it is to have oversight and telling them, hey, they're breaking the law.
Yes. And also, it's the committees who are supposed to, the intelligence committees in the House and Senate, and also the FISA court, were established after the Church Committee investigation of NSA, CIA, and FBI in the 70s. Mm-hmm. And one of the main persons they were spying on back in the Minaret program was Senator Church.
That's right.
That only came out recently, and the reason they didn't, of course, was because they are spying on people who have power over them.
And let's be clear, because the fake conservative argument and the fake liberal argument is the same. We're protecting you from Al-Qaeda and drug dealers and all this other stuff. But then as more of this gets leaked and comes out, they're spying on Parliament. They're spying on Congress. They're spying on other agencies. And there's so much spying going on. And you've explained this, that back when you were really spying on the Russians, really spying on radical Islamists, legally and lawfully, that was already legal and lawful. It's the domestic stuff that's illegal, but they confuse people and say, let us protect you from Al-Qaeda, when actually they're doing the opposite. They're letting all these groups operate because they're too busy spying on their boyfriends and their girlfriends and the congressmen.
Yeah, that's one of the cases that came out was what they called an NSA love intelligence. That's where the analysts were looking into the data to see whether or not their better parts or their spouses or girlfriends were cheating on them. Well, you don't do that. First of all, you don't do that, America. You do not do that with metadata. You do that with content. And that's what they've been trying to hide, that they've been collecting content all along since 2002, at least. And that content is stored in Utah, San Antonio and various other storage facilities.
And there should have been a dun-dun-dun. We're going to skip this network break. This is so important right now. William Binney, the former director of the technical division of the NSA. I've seen the news say you were the number two, number three, number four. What position were you in the NSA? What that position, what level is that?
Well, I was a senior executive grade. If you get in military ranks, that'd be like a 1.5 star general. So, but I was the technical director of the World Geopolitical Military Analysis and Reporting Shop. That was about 6,000 analysts and reporters.
How high is your IQ? Because they say you've got like a mathematical brain. Come on, be serious. Was it about 180?
No. I think it was 143 or something like that. But, you know, I'm just a basic country boy, fundamentally.
But you've got a genius for numbers and code cracking.
I had a real bent for that, doing that, yes. It's just a talent that you have to be able to look at patterns and see patterns in data. And when you can do that, that's the kind of thing you need to be able to break things and solve problems.
Somehow I want to have you on just about you, because I mean, I know most of it's classified, but I mean, you battled the Russians, the Chinese, everybody, right?
Mostly Warsaw Pact, European communist countries, and the Soviet
Union. And you said before it upset you to go from really going spying after serious folks to like spying on congressmen.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, and every U.S. citizen in the country. Yeah. No one was exempt. I mean, everybody was taken in. I mean, even Senator Rockefeller, when he was addressed in January on CNN, I think it was, he addressed it. He said they've got data on, they probably even got data on me. Well, I mean, what he's saying was right. I mean, they're collecting all the data content and metadata on everybody in the
country. Explain those lies for folks. They claim, oh, it's just metadata, just, you know, basically when you called, when you didn't call, like a phone bill. No. Explain what they're really doing.
Well, Mark Klein kind of exposed that too, and it's in court record in Mark Klein's case, where he laid out the wiring for all the NSA room in the AT&T facility in San Francisco.
Sure.
And on that, I think it was room 641B. What they did was they put a prism type affair or a splitter, what's called a splitter or Y connector, where you have a fiber coming in and it duplicates and sends it down two paths. One path went to the NSA room, and the other path went to the normal distribution of communications. In the NSA room, all the diagramming showed all the NARUS devices they had in there, where they pushed the fiber optic networks into the NARUS device. What that did was recompile everything on the line and sessionize it, meaning reassemble all the data. Like if you send an email, it goes out in packets. We'll pull all those packets back together and say, here's the email you just sent. And then they would pass that on to NSA for storage. And that's what that device did. It did content collection, not just metadata, but the content.
And then now we know those hubs are everywhere. And in front of us, they're building giant, huge complexes to store it all.
Yes. The latest one that they've just submitted an environmental impact statement for is a 2.8 million square foot facility on Fort Meade, at taking up basically the golf course at Fort Meade.
2.8 million.
It's about three times the size of Bluffdale. Just about three times. That's a million square feet. This is 2.8.
What I love about the NSA, we've had reporters in San Antonio and in Utah, and you just get there at the Walmart parking lot and start videotaping. They run up. The police go, how dare you videotape us? It's just a public, I mean, it's publicly known. It's there. Meanwhile, they're stealing all of our data, but, oh, you can't aim a camera at us.
Yeah, right. It's they're hypocritical about this. I mean, they're all hypocrites. I mean, they're violating the Constitution. They say they're not everything that is legal. Well, that's retroactively passing laws. The problem with that is the laws that they pass have to abide to the Constitution. And when you violate the Fourth Amendment, it doesn't matter what kind of law you pass that says it's okay to do that. It's a violation of the Fourth Amendment of the Constitution.
Sure.
And it's not constitutional.
And, you know, they've said, oh, the Constitution's dead. You ignore it. It won't be a problem. But now we see the president saying, I'm going to open the borders without even an order. Not even Congress. Not even an order from Obama. I'm going to come after your guns without an order or without a law. They don't even do the fake orders now. They just do it. Obama announced yesterday, no more FOIAs for the White House. We're just not going to follow the law. I mean, this is dictatorship, not of Obama himself, but of the system, in my view. How would you describe this slide?
It's a slide into totalitarianism and an imperial presidency and a control of population process. I mean, that's what they're doing. I mean, they kept everybody in the dark, so you had no informed electorate to make a decision about who to vote for, about these issues, or even raising these issues. They're all avoiding this issue. And they have an uninformed Congress, because that's why Representatives Amash and Conyers got a group together, a coalition of Republicans and Democrats, to try to unfund NSA, because they realized that they were being lied to by the agencies, by the and by the intelligence committees and by the administration about what was going on. So, I mean, they had an uninformed Congress and an uninformed electorate by design. And that's basically what the Soviet Union, the Germans, that's basically what they did.
I got a lot of questions coming up for you, William Benning, and I want you to be able to speak on other topics you want to get into and go through some slides you gave us that Snowden leaked, so you can break this down for people to kind of give us a roadmap of what's going on. But my big question is, as best you know, not being there in 15 years, but what's leaked and what people said, how many people really have access to the big master files to go in and send a order in and then get all my emails from a year ago, or go and see a text file of a phone call I had last night? How many people have access to this? Because if Snowden could really get access to all of this, that means governments and spies could as well. So even if we had good people in government, which we know at the top we don't, they built this fraud, they've built something that could be taken over or hacked and thus compromise everything. You build something that spies on everything, you've just built something that corporations, spies, private corporate criminals, anybody can get into and exploit and sell. And with government's history of selling driver's license, selling uranium, whatever the case is, this looks like it's a giant bazaar of information that they've just opened up.
Yes, and internally in NSA, they have no monitoring of the network as to what's going on and who's using it. My estimate in terms of, I mean, some of the numbers I've seen say that...
Let's stop there. I don't mean to interrupt you. We monitor our network to see what people are doing around here. We monitor to see if they're downloading stuff that's illegal. We have to, liability. The NSA doesn't monitor their own network.
That's right. In fact, we had proposed in the SARC, the Signal Automation Research Center, we'd proposed a program we called Well Grounded that said we wanted to monitor the entire worldwide network of NSA, who was on it, when they were on it, what they were doing when they were there as they did it. And it would be a matter of monitoring the network log, like you probably do here. The same principle. It's the idea where anybody on the network sends data down the line, you can see what they're doing, and it's recorded in the log. So you can analyze that log with software, and that's what we intended and proposed to do. We had two groups opposing that. One were all the analysts saying, you will be able to see everything I'm doing. I don't want you monitoring. Okay?
But they're working in a secret government operation. Yeah. They're the ones that should have a record.
Exactly.
Plus, that people could just sell their code and let anybody in.
Yeah.
Oh, my. I mean, if I was a spy running America, I would want there to be no monitoring.
Yeah. Well, that's exactly the part. That's exactly what the analysts said. But the real opposers of it were the managers. And the reason they didn't want that happening was we could watch the movement of all the money. We could see all the money being spent on every program, the return on investment of every program, whether or not they were successful or not, what companies were competing for it, all of that kind
of. So they didn't want any oversight. So basically, it's a giant looting operation.
Exactly. In fact, there is no oversight. There's no auditing of NSA by Congress. Congress does not audit NSA. This is a setup for corruption.
Listen, I've had hundreds of employees over the years. We have 50 plus now. Best crew I've ever had, hands down. But I've turned pretty much any employee loose, do whatever they want. In almost every case, they end up going off the reservation, causing problems. I mean, the recipe of just leaving home, you know, to your 14-year-old son for a year, you'd come back. I mean, it'd be a disaster. Imagine a government agency with billions of dollars a month to spend, and there's no oversight.
Right. And they have no way of oversight. I mean, even the intelligence committees, all they can do is come out and get a briefing from the people at NSA, and all they hear is what they want to tell them. And the same is true with the FISA court. The FISA court has no way of checking or verifying or validating what they're being told. That was one of the main things we suggested to the president, is how to fix NSA, is to have a technical group that would make sure that what they're telling them is true. Being very simply put, I suggested hackers in the United States, they're the ones who want to find things and solve problems. Take these hackers, give them clearances, and give them the authority to go into any agency, in any intelligence community agency in the government, sit at any terminal, look at any database, monitor every program they have and what their analysts are doing at any time.
Basically auditors.
Yes. And that would be able to verify what they're being told is true. Right now, there is no government in the world that can trust any intelligence agency they've created.
I was at Barton Springs last year on a sunny day with two guys and, you know, two women sitting next to me on their towels, and they were all police, going to finish up degrees, two of them just finished up, to go work at the NSA in San Antonio, they were bragging like they were James Bond and just blabbering classified stuff right next to me. And I looked at them and I said, you know, when we take this country back, you're going to be known as like the Nazis. Even if you think this is cute, you shouldn't be laying around on the grass blabbering about it.
Yeah. See, that's what my wife said to me right after we were raided by the FBI. She said she wanted to leave the country because she thought this was basically the Gestapo coming in. I mean, they came in.
Stay there, sir. This is incredible. And I'm going to have to shut up. I'm jumping in a lot because this is just so epic what you're breaking down. William Binney, former technical director of the National Security Agency, is with us. He's going to get into whatever topics he wants to cover, break down where all this is going, the awakening he sees happening, his meetings with Oliver Stone, Snowden info, and more straight ahead. We'll have to go into some overdrive if you got the energy because this is epic information.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Used since before the days of the Roman Empire to support the body's natural systems and enhance overall health. Introducing the new InfoWarsLife.com oil of oregano formulation, a highly advanced nutraceutical form of this key herb that has been traditionally used by civilizations for thousands of years to promote health. We have now procured the most high quality and potent forms of oregano oil on the market, sourced from top leading manufacturers to ensure a concentrated level of bioactive ingredients. Extracted directly from the wild herb and sealed in easy-to-use capsules, you will no longer need to endure the burning of liquid oregano on the tongue. Wild-crafted from the Mediterranean oregano species that experts agree is one of the most powerful and most challenging to acquire. This winter season, it's more important than ever to secure this true form of oil of oregano. Now available in our limited first run at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Sold out for weeks due to the difficult and extensive proprietary process behind its creation, the exclusive InfoWars Life Secret 12 formulation is now back in stock. This ultra-clean vitamin B12 nutraceutical has been carefully crafted and developed over the last 2 years and is based on cellular science of how your body actively absorbs essential nutrients. Most forms of vitamin B12 are highly processed and synthetic and could not be properly absorbed by the body. Secret 12 is a binary of nutraceutical grade, bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosylcobalamin, the most bioactive form that has been created with our proprietary process. Secret 12 is taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Discover the secret. Secret 12. Supplies of Secret 12 are very limited. Secure yours today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure ancient defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You can complain about Big Brother and how this is a potential program run amok. But when you actually look at the details, then I think we've struck the right balance. And if people can't trust not only the executive branch, but also don't trust Congress and don't trust federal judges to make sure that we're abiding by the Constitution, due process, and rule of law, then we're going to have some problems here.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
All that evil men in tyranny to flourish is that good men and women do nothing. I think it was Edmund Burke said that, British statesman. There are good people in the government. The government's not our enemy. The big corporations are doing as much spying as the NSA in certain areas. It is the fact that we have let government and corporations get out of control. Now there's no oversight. They're doing whatever they want. It's crazy. William Binney, former technical director of the National Security Agency, one of the most high-level whistleblowers of all time. He has exposed Benedict Arnold-level crimes. They've tried to put him in prison and failed. They have successfully put other patriots in prison. They put journalists in prison. But for people in the government, better choose a side, because this is classic totalitarianism. Every top constitutional lawyer, whether they're liberal or conservative, has come out and said, we're going over the edge. This is scary. Even Congress is saying that, but there's no oversight, so it's just all out of control now. Now, there are centralized groups that have a lot of power, but the scariest thing is, if this was a centralized system, we could probably fix it a lot better. William Binney, and then I'm going to give you the floor to cover a bunch of topics you want to get into and go over some of these graphics from Snowden. And am I right from your expert opinion that it's worse that there's not even oversight because there's all these mini empires and God knows what going on with just unlimited spying happening, and Congress doesn't know what to do? This is just crazy sounding. Is that worse than just having one centralized group running it because we could remove them? I mean, how do you ever get rid of something that's metastasized like this?
Well, that's one of the things that we put into suggestions of the president in January of last year. We sent in 21 recommendations on how to fix NSA. One of them was to have our group of technical people be able to monitor everything. And we had another one to have focused collection of data. That kind of data is what's pulled into the NSA, not this bulk acquisition. That removes the possibility of them even querying that data, because now they can't even access it because it doesn't exist. So if you did a focused attack like we did with our program Thin Thread back in the 90s, that would have eliminated this bulk acquisition. They couldn't do what they're doing. No one could do love in at NSA. The FBI and CIA can't get into this data to do whatever they want to, like they can now, because it wouldn't be there.
They can't alter the data because they can't get to it.
They can now.
Yes,
okay?
I know.
But because under the Thin Thread program, the data wouldn't even be stored there. They wouldn't have it. So they wouldn't be able to do anything with it. That was the point. We had a way of filtering out all domestic communications, metadata, content, everything. If it was domestic, it just passed right by. We could recognize it was domestic and not even take it in. So we never even acquired it. So it couldn't be stored in any NSA database. It couldn't be accessed by any NSA analyst or anybody in the CIA.
And so when you were there, the NSA was truly spying on foreign adversaries.
Yes, at General Hayden, when he was director, and it was Bush, Cheney, Hayden, and Tenet that decided to spy on everybody. That was to expand the authority of an NSA to go into, in secret, by the way, to spy and collect data on every U.S. citizen and everybody on the planet. And so when they did that, that's when I first saw that coming in. That was when I had to wash my hands of NSA. I couldn't be any part of that. I had to leave because that was just I couldn't participate or even be associated with those crimes.
What did they say to you when you went into your superior's office? I guess that'd be the head of the NSA. And what did you say?
Actually, I didn't go to them at all. I went directly to the House and Senate Intelligence Committees. The reason was I knew, very simply put, that everybody had been co-opted in the hierarchy of NSA.
They'd committed the crime.
Yes. They were all a party to it. All the lawyers, all of the senior managers at NSA had all followed orders from the White House, from Cheney and Bush, to do this. And that's what Hayden directed them to say, that this direction was coming from the White House. Therefore, we're going to do it. It's lawful and do it.
To talk about what a hero and how much courage you've got. I mean, you know how serious people are in this government, what they do worldwide, how corrupt it's gotten at that point. You had the will to march into Congress and to tell them what was going on. The first guy, I mean, that's 10 times bigger than Snowden internally. And to really start this whole internal debate and this avalanche of understanding now, I mean, you were really one of the first people to ring the bell to warn folks that the country as we knew it was being dismantled.
Yes, and in order to do that, I had to meet with one of the staffers of the House Intelligence Committee, Diane Rourke, that I knew. So I met with her at her house because we couldn't trust the House Intelligence Committee because they were a part of it. And we also couldn't trust anybody in NSA. So the only place that we'd find we could be have a conversation or even talk about this was her house. There was no other place that was secure.
In the supposed free country of America. And then you get SWAT team. Tell folks about that.
Well, yeah, after that and after talking to other members of Congress, it was actually the morning of the second day after Attorney General Gonzalez's testimony to the Senate Judiciary Committee on the terrorist surveillance program, where he only talked about the warrantless wiretap program. That was the part that was exposed.
And claimed it was for Al-Qaeda.
Yeah, right. That's right. But that was only a smidgen of what they were doing. I mean, that was like an infinitesimal of what they were really taking in. At that time, it must have been a lower percentage of phone calls, but a vast majority of emails inside the United States as well as worldwide, which I estimated to be now at least 80% of the phone calls in the United States are now being recorded somewhere. That's how Tim Clemente could say that after the Boston bombing, we can get back to what was said in a phone call between one of the Tsarnaev brothers and his wife before the bombing.
Let's be clear. They're saying it on television that they're recording all the calls, but then denying it out of the next breath.
That was CNN. Also, Director Mueller of the FBI in his Senate Judiciary testimony in 30th of March of 2011 said that he got together with the Department of Defense and set up a database where he and the FBI could make one query and get all past and all future emails on a person. Now, that tells you that that's coming out of Bluffdale, by the way. All the data is being collected and stored. And so it's not just phone calls, it's emails, it's everything else. And of course, some of the recent publications show credit card use is being stored also.
How many people in the NSA do you, how many people have a high enough clearance in government agencies, period, to be able to go in and hear my phone calls, say, to my dad yesterday?
I believe the figures I've seen, at least though it's been published, is probably on the order of about 3,000 government employees. Now, that doesn't count contractors who are managing the data. That's the real rub. You have all these contractors who manage the communications, the computers, the data storage, the query programs, and the communications back and forth between the analysts to ensure all.
Who could do a Snowden-level breach if they want?
Snowden-level breach, yes. Yeah. Because they don't have any monitoring system of them. Anybody with a system administrator or a super user case, which is what he has.
And people say there's no way Snowden could do it. No, it's like it's designed to bring the country down. It's like it's designed to end our national security, and then they're selling it as national security.
Well, that gets back to that program we wanted to put in place in 1991 or 92, which was well-grounded to monitor this. And we were opposed by the analysts and the administrator, the managers, because of all the material it exposed that they were doing. But that meant that they left the entire network with no monitoring system at all. That's why they can't tell what Snowden took. They don't have any idea. They're guessing 1.7 million.
What's behind an open border? What's behind an open NSA? What's behind, at the end of the day, what do you think the different power elites are thinking?
I basically see us moving to a controlled society, a totalitarian state where it is. The government wants to be in charge. I mean, when Reagan said we're a country with a government, I think we're now a government with a country. And that's, and all of the things that are happening are only tightening that control on the people. They're going to manipulate them and keep, as long as they can keep them uninformed and nobody realizes what's going on or they don't see the threat. If they say, if you've done nothing wrong, you have nothing to hide. First of all, that's a great quote from Joseph Goebbels. And secondly, that's totally irrelevant.
Yeah, they're actually quoting Joseph Goebbels on a routine basis.
Yeah.
It's like satire.
It's like the lies they keep saying. That's right out of Hitler's playbook. If you're going to tell a lie, make it a big one and tell it frequently till it's believed. And that's what's going on here. And we're assuming that we trust our government, so we're assuming they're telling us the truth. Well, that's just wrong.
It's just a bunch of corporations and private contractors screwing us over.
For money, yes. I've been basically said what they did after 9/11 was trade the security of the people of the United States and of the world for money. Because it was all about money. It wasn't about solving the problem. In fact, I originally had because of this problem of not the contractors not really solving the problem, I kept thinking, well, their vision statement must be aim low and miss, you know?
Sure.
That was what I thought originally. But really, in the end, it's keep the problem going so the money keeps flowing. That's the real issue. Their problem is getting the next contract. If you solve the problem, you don't have the problem to get money. That's their philosophy.
And that's why they've had a lot of top geopolitical analysts admit now that that's why we have such a corrupt global elite is because they don't ever want to fix any problems because they're getting contracts or their buddies are off of things getting worse. But if they end up destabilizing the whole planet and bringing down civilization, then all their Swiss bank money isn't going to buy jack squat.
That's another problem with the programs that that have been doing, like weakening, recognizing weaknesses in firewalls and operating systems, and weakening encryption systems with the Bull Run program, for example, for out of NSA. That's weakening all those things around the world for everybody.
You're talking about back doors.
Back doors and things like that.
They're building back doors and being sappers for real criminals and groups out there.
Yeah, but also weakening encryption systems so that you can penetrate them and read them. So the point is that NSA has no monopoly on smart people. People around the world, hackers and people in Russia and China and so on, all around the world, also have smart people. And they could go in and hack into systems and recognize these weaknesses in the firewalls and operating systems and the encryption systems so they can penetrate everything too. I mean, the point is if you keep those things weak, which is what the operational side of NSA wants to do, because then that allows them to see into what you're doing. They can penetrate.
That's like saying we want the average American to have a 70 IQ because that makes us more manageable.
Yes.
We'll just then be a nation of mentally retarded people. I mean, I hate to use a bad analogy like that, but it's like make us totally wide open so we can spy on you. Not seeing the fact that it just opens the world up to all these data breaches every day. Bank of America or this or Google losing millions of this, millions of that. Credit cards not working. My bank accounts constantly having people doing stuff. I mean, it's just a mess.
Yeah. And there's another contradictory point here too. Part of NSA is called IAD. That's the Information Assurance Division Directorate. That directorate is supposed to secure communications within the United States. For the government and for anybody else, they're supposed to share technology so they can improve the security of their networks. Well, that's working against the operational side that wants to penetrate those networks. So on the one side, you're trying to defend them, and the other, you're trying to attack them. So the point is...
Schizophrenic.
When I was in operations, I had solved a system I thought was a pretty significant one, and I thought, well, the IAD people also do that for our side, so I would go over and talk to them about what I've just saw from the other side, the operations side, and tell them, here's the solution on the bad guys, and is this very similar, isn't this very similar to what you do for ours, and shouldn't you watch for these kind of penetrations that I can do over here? You know, and they wouldn't talk to me about this.
Well, we have hackers that call us, some famous ones, and they tell us holes and stuff we've got. They help us. That's what white hats do. You're saying they didn't want to communicate.
Exactly, internally in NSA. They didn't want to communicate and share that kind of knowledge. But I told them my side so they can use it defensively. But by doing the things they're doing, the operations side, seeing all the weakness, isn't telling the defensive side that they...
Wow, so these agencies, you always hear this, but they really are their own little fiefdoms, waging war against each other.
And that doesn't count going to CIA and the conflicts between CIA and NSA. It's like a competition. Who has the best knowledge, right?
Since you bring that up, some people say, and I don't know if it's true or not, and you've talked to Oliver Stone, he's talking to Snowden, that Snowden could be a CIA operative in a dirty war about taking some of the power away from NSA.
I think that's basically an effort to deflect what Snowden has compromised and sent and get published about what's going on. It's a side issue. They try to deflect the narrative to something else. Because CIA is a part of this. CIA and in some of the material slides that I have that Snowden has released, it shows the CIA connection into the NSA databases, which exposes all that data to CIA as well as the FBI. And that's how they do the parallel construction. They first go in and get the data from NSA, and then they have to do a parallel construction. That's how FBI and DEA do it. And they have that almost direct access into those databases.
It is surreal that I'm 41 years old and I'm sitting here reaching millions of people with William Binney, the former technical director of the NSA, who ran warfare operations against all these other governments. And you're here telling me that we're going into a total tyranny. I've got all these questions, these Twitter questions. That was one of them. We've got all these open phones. I'll give the number out for a couple calls, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. We're going to break here in a few minutes. We'll do a little bit of overdrive. And then I'm just so thankful to have you here. What else are key tidbits you'd like to impart to the listeners and viewers out there about what we're dealing with and how you think we may be able to change it? And then separately, you said you think there is an awakening happening.
I believe there is. One of the major aspects, though, that I wanted to point out here, and that's, I have it in some of the slides.
Yeah, we'll start showing some of the slides, yeah.
Yeah, it was a program called the Treasure Map. And the objective there is to monitor, where every device is in the world on the network. Every computer, every phone, every mobile or fixed. And monitor them, every minute of every day. So that's keeping a constant track on where you are and where you're moving and where you've been at what time. And that paired up with the content collection and metadata collection shows them who you are, who you're talking to, what you're talking about, and perhaps even the why you're discussing things, and even in a journalist sense, a wham about what you're trying to, or what kind of operation you're trying to do. And then you pair that up with the treasure map type approach, getting you the when you are somewhere and where you are when you're doing this. That gives you all the components of a story of your life. And that's what they're really doing. They're pulling all of this data together to get an entire picture of your life, of everybody on the planet. At least the objective seems to be every device on the network, so I estimate that to be 4 billion people, and monitoring them where they are constantly throughout the day.
And we're showing some of the Snowden documents here as you speak.
Yes. If you want to back up one. Yeah, that slide shows all of the programs internally in NSA and how CIA and FBI access them.
Skip this break too, guys. This is too important.
So they go into these programs. The programs on the right basically index the metadata that builds the social networks for that's Mainway and Marine.
All of this was denied. All of this illegal.
Right. But it also is storing the content in Pinwheel for the digital network, and the voice is in the Nucleon. That's where the content is stored. And it's indexed against the relationships that are built in the graphs in Mainway and Marina, so that analysts look at the graphs and they pull out the graph and see something interesting. And they say, okay, give me all the content that goes with it, and it gets pulled out from those two databases.
So they go through, see the metadata, see the key things that the algorithm picks that they think might be right. Important. Then they can drill down and hear you having phone sex with your wife.
Exactly. And it's also true of CIA and FBI. They've got access to that too, so. That's how they do the research for crimes, or the IRS looks to who's involved with the Tea Party. They get that data right out of the graphs.
It's all there in your file.
Right, exactly.
And they've been caught, as you know, as you said, even when yourself, just making stuff up, too. They can just add stuff in there.
Yes. That gives them the opportunity to go in and modify anything they have, right?
And they now, with voice print analysis for a long time, can take a recording of your voice with different programs that are publicly available, type it in, and then create William Binney saying in a speech whatever they wanted to.
That's also, we call that manipulation, yeah.
And the public doesn't know. They can manipulate DNA, they can manipulate biometrics, they can manipulate voice.
Well, even some of the metrics that they're using in terms of biometrics, that's kind of within a range of probabilities. So that's still, if they claim they have a match, that's not necessarily a match. But they can claim it based on the probabilities that they're...
Yeah, I see that all the time. We have a voice print or a face print that you're the person that did this, and turns out it's not true.
Right, right. Those things are only accurate up to a degree, and they won't tell you that that's true, because it weakens their argument.
Can you imagine if Stalin or Hitler would have had stuff like this?
Well, just think back in the Revolution, Washington and the Continental Congress would have been erased immediately.
And they use codes themselves.
Yeah. But, I mean, they wouldn't have had a chance.
And then this will just allow tyranny to get the biggest, fattest, and most evil it ever has.
Yes.
I think we're in for some serious times.
Yes, we are.
A lot of folks are just going to surrender, but history shows you surrender to tyrants, it gets really bad.
Yes. Yeah, unfortunately, and when they say they don't collect content or they don't tap into the fiber network randomly in the U.S., there's a slide, a Fairview slide, that shows all of the tap points in the 48 states of the United States. It's not random, it's directed, it's based at convergent points where fibers converge, where they put collection devices where it gives them a much
sure, the key
view.
Hubs.
Right.
There it is.
No, it's not that one.
That's worldwide.
That's worldwide, yeah, it's before that. That's it, right there. And it's basically following the distribution of the population of the United States. And also, if you know, if they, as they claim, they were only after foreign communications, if they were only after foreign communications, the only sites they would need would be along the coast where the transoceanic cables surface.
Sure.
Otherwise, all the other collection points in there are domestic. and there's 80 to 100 taps. And those are the major points for major sites for.
And we have these Death Star plans because of Snowden.
Yeah, that's right.
Many boffins die to get us this information.
I mean, this to me is the crime. This is the domestic spying on a.
And we have them, and they flip it around on Snowden.
Right. Well, that's have to. You have to.
When he's exposing a crime,
you have to change the narrative.
I mean, this is illegal.
Yes.
But so is Obama saying the borders can be wide open, or he can ban green tip ammo.
What we have is a government that's above the law. Only we are subjected to the law, and they change it any way they want to fit their desire.
Unbelievable. William Binney is our guest in studio. Laura LaRue asked on Twitter at Real Alex Jones, why haven't we begun impeachment recall process for the feds funding, I got examples of them funding terrorists and spying to blackmail public officials. Why haven't we?
I think it's just a continuation of their doing what they want to do and they feel they're above the law. For example, when Nancy Pelosi, when she was Speaker of the House, said impeaching George Bush is off the table. That's because she was one of the first of the four people in Congress briefed on these programs. So if she impeached George Bush, George could say to her, you have to impeach yourself because you're a part of this.
That's how Julius Caesar, who you mentioned earlier, got control, is he corrupted the patrician families so they were part of it.
This was all done in secret, too, by the way.
Yeah.
They were given secret briefings. They couldn't talk about it. Rockefeller talked in his letter to Cheney about this, that I'm not a technician, I'm not a legal person, and so on, but I'm really uncomfortable about this, you know? So it was all they had to do at that point was say anybody from the House should have stood up and said, look, this is obviously unconstitutional. If you don't stop this, I'm going to introduce impeachment procedures against you in the House.
And now the genie's out of the bottle and the Russians and everybody else are doing it.
Yes.
And then the argument, well, they're doing it. We've got to do it. This is a disaster. We need international treaties now. We need to dismantle this stuff. We need to go back to, you know, as you said, where they only get the metadata, they don't get all the actual data. But, I mean, they've lied about it so much, they're recording everything.
Yeah.
That's... Oh, my gosh. There's so many things to get to in these questions. Over and over again, they ask, how do we throw off this tyranny? What can we do?
Well, I mean, the main approach right now, I think, is you have to hammer your representatives and senators. And not just with emails or Twitter or phone calls, but also when they come to public forums with the public town meetings, get up and embarrass them with asking questions of why aren't you living up to your office oath of office to defend the Constitution? Because under this spying, they're violating all our constitutional rights of privacy.
And we know they're using it to frame people.
Yeah.
I want to go to some phone calls, but what about Google? And Facebook, I mean, and all their relationships with the government and how they're engaged in spying. I mean, Hertz is putting cameras in the cars. That's mainstream news. Samsung admits their TVs are recording and watching you. They're now putting in the terms and conditions of iPhones and Droids. Yes, we're actually recording your voice. I mean, I guess they're trying to cover their butts now, and they're doing it too.
Yes, and I think all of this should be declared unconstitutional or illegal. I mean, they shouldn't be allowed to do this.
It's crazy.
Yes.
It's all these stars put their photos and phone and sex up on the cloud and then are surprised it gets hacked.
Yes, that's the point. I mean, if you weaken systems, everybody can get in. So, and the other point is very simple that when these companies are doing this, this is a rich environment for NSA and CIA to mine and the FBI. And they say, okay, now this environment we want and we require you to give it to us. If you don't give it to us, we'll unilaterally tap the lines that you use to pass the data, and we'll get it all anyway.
And then there's a payment. We know sometimes they pay for it as well.
There's a schedule for paying for it. Yeah, there's
it's how much totally data, sick. But now they're bypassing it with all these cell towers and stingrays. They're just building their own networks to spy on us.
Yeah, I mean, and in fact, they don't even have to do that anymore now that they have all the SIM cards and all the keys to get into every cell phone and every computer. All they have to do is download from the towers locally a little implant that says, I want everything you do.
I can't believe we're coming towards the end of the interview. We got a little bit of overdrive coming up. I want to go to Brian, John, Scotty, Matthew, and a few others on the other side. My head is spinning. William Binney is our guest. Please financially support this show. We're going to come back in 1 minute. We've got 10% off all the products, T-shirts, books, films, high-quality supplements, InfoWars Life. That's 10% off on top of the discounts that are already there, like DNA Force, 30% off. But all that ends today. This is the final day of the sale. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Another major health threat, this one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Well, it's epic, ladies and gentlemen. William Benny is here with us right now, former technical director of the National Security Agency, just exposing mass crime and a criminal conspiracy of arrogance and fraud that destroys our national security, destroys our children's futures, and is openly used to just rape our basic liberties. Brian, in Florida, you're on the air with William Benny. Go ahead.
Yes, Mr. Benny. I have a question. Basically, I'm a retired CT from the Navy, so you probably know what they are.
Yep.
But the way I look at everything, there is probably no way 100% you could ever secure your information. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's pretty much correct, yeah. The way things stand right now, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was figuring. While other callers come on, I mean, God bless you for what you're doing.
Thank you.
Go ahead, caller, sorry. Go ahead. He's going to say something else.
No, sir.
Okay, Brian, thank you so much. William, isn't it surreal to know we really became, when it comes to surveillance, 1,000 light years ahead of 1984?
Yes, and in fact, I would only quote Wolfgang Schmidt, a former lieutenant colonel in the East German Stasi, when he was talking about the NSA spying data. He said to us, meaning the Stasi, to us, this would have been a dream come true.
Because they had to work really hard to get what they got.
They had hundreds of thousands of files on everybody in East Germany. It was handwritten files. So it was less efficient, less up-to-date, less consolidated, less interactive, you couldn't query it like you can today with the electronic stuff. That's why he said this is a dream come true. That's why the former KGB, now the FSB in Germany, and the Soviet Union, or the Russia now, is adopting all these procedures. They're picking up on this, too, is the way to do it.
We are the world leader in evil.
Yes. I mean, they started the kind of spying on their own populations, and now we have adopted that procedure and gone N degrees further.
Yeah, when I first heard this 15 years ago, I didn't believe it, but they actually hired Marcus Wolf, the former head of the Stasi, as a consultant, and they're setting up the HUMET, Homeland Security InfraGuard squads, and basically setting up on-the-ground intelligence as well, and it's all political. Man, this country's in trouble. Woo!
Yes. Yes, we are.
Yeah. Man, I mean, it's like we've got like stage four tyranny cancer.
Well, that's why I called it the greatest threat to our democracy since our Civil War. It is.
I mean, this is unbelievable. John in Georgia, go ahead. You're on the air.
Yes, Alex. What I'd like to ask is these programs, the only way that I can see them being operational would be using people's taxes. And why isn't there someone calling for a repeal of is it the 15th Amendment or the 16th Amendment to try to cut off the head of the snake, so to speak, so they can't get the funding?
Sure. When the government's gone rogue, it does get to the point of saying we better not pay our taxes. The problem is they'll just issue more bonds to themselves. It's that's why they're so arrogant. It's reached cuckoo level where they have disconnected from reality, in my view. William?
Yeah, I think that's absolutely right. I mean, they would just take more debt on, and that's put back on the people anyway. So I don't think you can stop them that way. You have to get laws passed that will in Congress that's supposed to control the purse to cut the spending.
Sure. And when it comes to taxes, if you're going bankrupt because of onerous taxes and you're a hardworking guy and you can't feed yourself, you know, I mean, I wouldn't pay them. And I'm not telling you don't pay them. It's like the mob, they'll break your legs. But, you know, this system's getting so bad that you can't blame. I mean, thank you so much, caller. God bless you. William Binney, what about the issue of having a lawless government? Won't that encourage everybody else to become lawless?
Well, I know there's, I mean, I'm hearing from my brother and others in Virginia where they're thinking, geez, this looks like we need another revolution. I wouldn't advocate it. I think we have ways and means of doing it right now, but it's putting pressure on. I mean, if we have to, we have to fire everyone that's in Washington. We just have to fire them all, get rid of them, because they're. I was even recommending a new having our Article 5 convention to set up a new way of electing people. That's by randomly picking from the phone book. We certainly can't do any worse than what we've got now.
William Binney, this is incredible. I'm going to talk to you in the break and see if you want to do this. I have to go to a meeting. We're going to get together tonight again. I would like you. You're a very competent person. You'll hear the music. It'll fade in, fade out. I would like to just let you sit here and have the floor, give a 10-minute speech, and end it that way. I can say William Binney hosted my show. We're going to come back and do that. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos, read the information they're compiled, and for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your survival shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
This is Bill Binney sitting in for Alex Jones. He's given me a segment here to state my concerns about to you, the American public, about what I feel we need to do in terms of combating and changing the course that our government's taken. And from the from the arguments the government puts forward, they say they're doing this for security of the people of the United States, and they're doing it for terrorism to try to prevent it. And you have to give up your security, your privacy for them to be able to do that. And that's just an outright lie, first of all. And secondly, what's really happening by taking in this bulk data, it's really overburdening their analysts in the NSA, CIA, all over the world. And so they can't really stop these events of terrorism like the bombings in Boston or the shooting in Paris or in Copenhagen or the Fort Hood shooter or any of that, because their analysts are so burdened with data. They use a dictionary select type approach, which is fundamentally a Google approach. That means that when they do their daily polls, they use their dictionary select and they get like a Google return. Well, that's hundreds of thousands or even a million returns. No analyst could make it through all that data in any day. And the next day they get an equivalent amount. So that means they're making themselves totally dysfunctional. And that's just not true for NSA. That's also true in GCHQ and around the world, because all these governments are adopting the same procedures. Instead of taking a focused approach, which would make a rich environment of content to be able to manage and analyze, that would make them successful. So fundamentally, they're exposing people to more risk. They're not actually protecting you. They're making it more risky for you. You're losing security because of this procedure they've adopted. So the point is, from my perspective, I keep arguing, and the other NSA whistleblowers and I have made suggestions on how to do this to the government, but the president has not adopted those techniques, and nor have any of the intelligence agencies, simply because there is too much money in this process of doing bulk acquisition of data. That's their motive, to get to keep having the money flow and keep that going. So there's changing that particular procedure is rather difficult even within government, because this money comes out and goes to corporations that are in the constituent areas of the representatives and senators. So they have a vested interest in also keeping this going. So the only way to do it is to raise up as a public. We have to start standing up as Americans. Americans aren't supposed to sit back and let things happen and let government do what it does. We're supposed to be out there challenging. We have to be participating in our democracy and republic. We cannot sit by and let these things happen and be quiet. If we do, we're going to get this totalitarian state that we're sliding toward right now. I mean, so that's really the basic issue that I have to convey to you, that you need to stand up. Now, how could you do that? You can't sit there and say you don't have any power. You really do have power, and the power is to talk to your analysts or to your representatives and senators and complain to them and make sure that this is a major concern to you. And when they come around to give you town meetings and talk to you and to get your vote, stand up and address them and make them publicly come out with a statement of their position on this issue. If you don't, I mean, they're going to continue doing what they are doing right now. They simply say they're assuming, because now if you're not complaining, they're assuming that you're okay with everything they do, or they feel they can do anything and the country will accept it. And as long as they keep saying things and not telling the truth and exposing what's really going on, they can keep you in the dark. And you'll never know. So that's why you have to get up, stand up, challenge them. I mean, after all, they're even addressing the free press we're supposed to have, like with Jim Risen and Jim Rosen and the AP and various other reporting journalists, investigative journalists. They're shutting down their sources of information and keeping them quiet. Well, that's destroying a free press. So the free press is supposed to be interrogating the government to see what they're doing, so they can inform the public what the government is after and what they're really doing. Well, that's falling totally apart. I mean, look at Jim Rosen, his case. They tried to, they had him under a subpoena for any number of years, trying to get him to tell the source of his information in the books and things he's published. Well, under the press rules, he had the right to keep the sources confidential. So they're attempting to destroy a free press, which is the next step in going to a totalitarian state. So if we don't stand up, Americans, we're gonna lose our country. We're gonna lose the process that we hold dear, that at least a republic I've had when I grew up, and that our my father and his father before him had. I mean, we're gonna lose it, because we cannot trust the government and what they're saying. They, in fact, have been deliberately keeping us in the dark as to what's going on, and keeping a lot of Congress in the dark too. So by doing this complaining to the Congress, you have at least an opportunity to change the process and the sequence of things and where it's headed. Short of that, I mean, you have to fire everybody in Congress. That's the only way to get rid of. You have to get rid of the bums because they're not living up to their oath of office, which is to protect and defend the Constitution. The president, of course, has the additional responsibility under his oath of office to preserve the Constitution. He has to preserve, protect, and defend. The others, like when I was in government, I had to protect and defend the Constitution. That's why I felt that what I was doing was consistent with my oath of office, also consistent with being a citizen of the United States, of actively getting and participating in this democracy that we have, is getting up there and standing up and defending that Constitution, protecting, at least trying to protect it and defend it. That's something that our representatives in Washington are not doing, and that's something we have to call them on. We have to make sure as the citizens that we stand up and say, look, you're in office and we voted you there and your oath of office is to do this to protect our rights, and you're not doing that. And put them on the spot publicly. This is the only way to do it. Sunlight is the only cure. And that's why Edward Snowden has really performed a huge public service by exposing these programs that have been in place and put in place since 9/11 to spy on everybody in the United States and accumulate information on everybody. It's one thing for companies to do it, which I also disagree with. They shouldn't be allowed to do that, but they're doing it for the purpose of advertising and making money. The government's doing it for the purpose of finding criminal activity and also being able to control the population. That's really what's happening. I mean, you could see it in the militarization of your local police and the spread of the Department of Homeland Security and their equipment worldwide and the buying of the bullets and so on. They're all leading to the state of being able to control the population. And that's fundamentally what I testified to in Germany when I gave testimony to the Bundestag, that the entire process that it was adopted by NSA and has been spread around the world through all the intelligence agencies is one of controlling and assembling information to be able to control the population, not just in the United States, but around the world. So this is not just threatening us and our democracy. It's a world where we're destroying democracy around the world. And in fact, we're doing such a good job that the Russians and others what we used to call totalitarian states are now adopting the procedures that we've implemented. And this basically tells you that we're on the wrong path. Our government, since Dick Cheney said publicly on television that we had to go to the dark side. Well, that meant we went to the dark side for rendering, torture, murder, drone strikes, spying on everybody. All of this is the dark side. Well, that's not American, and that's certainly not consistent with the founding principles of this government. We were founded on the principles of human rights, and what the processes that are putting in place now are in fact taking those rights away. So the only way we can change this is to stand up. We have to get active. Say something. I don't care what it is you say or how you say it, but get up and participate in this government. Make sure that if you oppose this move towards totalitarianism, you need to speak up and say something. You can't be quiet. You have to get out there and participate. And that's really the theme of what I would like to say to everybody in America. And that's what the only way now to do it is to address your representatives and senators and make sure that you push that on them and keep pushing that. And if they don't start saying them, just tell them you're going to fire them by voting against them the next time. That will get their attention because that's really what they want to do. They want to stay in Congress and be there for years. And that's part of our problem. We don't have term limits, so we end up with what I call petrified politicians in place in Washington. They've been there for so long that it's a never-ending career for them. When you do that with politicians, they tend to think over time that they know better than anybody else and that they don't have they believe that they can make the decisions that are right for the country, whether or not the public in the United States would agree or not, or even if they disagree, that doesn't matter. If their opinion says let's go another way, then that's what they do. So that's where we have to stand up as a group, and you have to do this as a group and make sure that that the wave of a public opinion hits them in a place that hurts them, and that's at the voting booth. if you vote against them and fire them, that will get their attention. That's the big thing that I would say. Fire the bums. Get rid of them. And I would say if there's a word incumbent after somebody here in the voting booth, I would say more than likely it's better to vote against them. Like I said earlier, the best way I would see to do it is to randomly select people from the phone book and give them every 2 years a chance to get into office that way. Think about that for a minute. That would mean you get mostly people who would want to be honest. That's certainly a change from what we've got. And you get people who would like to be, who would like to balance a budget. That's certainly new. I mean, we're going to reduce the deficit that way for sure. And you'd get mostly people who would like to cooperate to solve a problem. That certainly is new too. The other benefits, think about it. The political parties would be gone. You wouldn't have to do campaigns or any of that. You wouldn't have all this vested interest and lobbyists going on. So you could end up getting all these positive effects by randomly selecting from the phone book. And politicians should realize that from us that we're saying that's a better way to do it than what we've got now. So thank you very much for your time and listening.